$500 gift card. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Done Right Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Hours from now, on charges of lying in the CIA leak investigation, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Don't look for drama or eloquence at this court session. This is a very short, almost ministerial event, where the judge advises Libby of the charges against him and Libby enters a not guilty plea. I really don't expect any important motions to either be heard or even really mentioned.
Libby is charged with perjury, making false statements, and obstruction of justice. He has not been accused of actually unmasking CIA officer Valerie Plame, whose husband was a vocal Iraq war critic. But CBS News Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovic says Americans suspect that someone did.
62% of Americans believe that someone in the Bush administration leaked the name of CIA agent Valerie Plame, even though the special prosecutor did not charge anyone with doing that.
A woman in Spokane sides with the minority viewpoint.
I think he's a very honest and trustworthy president. This fishing expedition hopefully will exonerate the administration as opposed to finding anything negative.
High school students from coast to coast took time off yesterday to join anti-war rallies. CBS's Angela Babb watched one at the University of Minnesota.
Police say it was one of the largest rallies at the university in recent years.
We've had students
walk out of their classes from upwards of 40 schools today to come down to the university to protest Bush's war on Iraq.
Some students received excused absences to leave their high schools. Others did not.
We got signed notes from our parents that said, like, we have a family activity to go to.
Some of us didn't get notes. I didn't get a note because I thought that it sort of defeated the purpose of a walkout.
Angela Babb, CBS News, Minneapolis.
Middle-of-the-road Senate Republicans Lindsey Graham and Mike DeWine have come out against any attempt by Democrats to filibuster Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. Their votes could be enough to block a filibuster. DeWine says Alito's legal credentials are impeccable.
Very experienced judge. It's hard for me to envision that anyone would think about filibustering.
Riots rocked North African and Muslim immigrant neighborhoods around Paris for a seventh straight night. Police and firefighters had to dodge bullets as they battled young people who torched hundreds of cars and at least one school. Here at home, California Congressman Duncan Hunter is proposing a buffer zone along the border with Mexico, with a 2,000-mile-long fence from the Pacific to the Gulf. Critics say a fence would do little to stop illegal immigrants from getting into the country. Authorities in the Philippines are holding five American soldiers as part of a rape investigation. The soldiers were in the Philippines to take part in counterterrorism exercises. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up a fraction. This is CBS News.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom? Super Prostate Formula reduces nighttime urination and improves sleep. We're so confident that you'll be thrilled with Super Prostate Formula that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 1-800-414-2152. 1-800-414-2152. That's 1-800-414-2152.
So we're just catching the load up around town, southbound I-25, especially right around 84th Avenue. Watch those winds today. It's going to be especially strong in that drive along the foothills. Take a look at your Boulder forecast. Partly sunny and windy today, up near 67 for a high tomorrow. Partly sunny, touch cooler, right around 60 degrees. Right now it's 44. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Network, Channel 410.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents The Al Franken Show.
Welcome to The Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out, but we're giving our Progressive Club members the opportunity to win VIP tickets for guaranteed seating. Not a member? Sign up now at am760.net for your chance to win VIP tickets. Jay Marvin is announcing the ticket winners this week on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Brought to you by Be the Change.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by CLR Bathroom and Kitchen Cleaner and by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Would you help to test Einstein's theory of relativity? Could you? That may not be as far-fetched as you think. The story after this for CLR. If you're tired of rubbing and scrubbing those stubborn calcium, lime, and rust stains off your tiles, sinks, faucets, and countertops, CLR Bathroom and Kitchen Cleaner works wonders, dissolves them in an instant. It's safe and non-abrasive, and every bottle of CLR you buy from now till the end of the year will help hurricane victims, too. Gelmar, the company that makes CLR, will donate a portion of the proceeds to the Salvation Army's Hurricane Relief Fund. CLR, available at Target and other retail stores just about everywhere. If, like most entrepreneurs, you've dreamed of launching your own online store, yet you're always held back because the prospect of creating an e-commerce website seemed too daunting, HostwayBusiness.com is here to say it doesn't have to be. They'll design and launch your online store or redesign your existing store for as little as $399. Visit HostwayBusiness.com now to learn how your online store can be up and running in time for the holiday rush. Make your e-commerce dreams a reality. Let HostwayBusiness.com get started on your online store today. In his theory of relativity, Albert Einstein predicted that gravitational waves govern the behavior of celestial bodies, but we could never prove that those waves existed because scientists didn't have the equipment sensitive enough to detect them. Bruce Allen is an astrophysicist at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
It's one of the important problems in physics to discover these waves because, although they were predicted in 1916, they've never been directly observed.
Now a project called Einstein at Home is trying to detect these gravitational waves and prove Einstein's theory.
This couldn't have been done 20 years ago, let alone 80 or 90 years ago when Einstein predicted the existence of gravitational waves.
Professor Barry Barish of Caltech uses an array of special lasers to listen for gravitational waves.
We've built the world's biggest and most sensitive interferometer to detect the small distortions of space and time.
Those lasers scan the heavens and collect data from cosmic events happening light years away. Somewhere in that data is evidence of gravitational waves.
Analyzing the data, it's been described as trying to listen for the sound of a single flute in the middle of a heavy metal concert.
And that takes lots of computers. So Einstein at Home is recruiting volunteers to donate their computers' downtime to the project. Simply Google Einstein at Home, then download the program. When your computer's idle, it will crunch small packets of data. Volunteer David Thompson's computer does that.
Everybody at work always asks what it is, and I have to try and explain with my limited physics background what exactly is going on.
Thompson, a Stanford law student, runs Einstein at Home on his laptop. So far, there are 50,000 volunteers. And scientists are eager to sign up more. For details, go to charlesosgood.info. The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
The Osgood File, November 3rd, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:08, 8 minutes after 6, partly cloudy, high of 65. It's unusually warm out there, 49 degrees I think it's going to be, and in some places it may be as high as 70. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin here. Don't forget tomorrow, open phones on the program, and then I'm going to be doing the Ed Schultz Show. So I got two programs to do tomorrow. It's good to have you along here this morning. New a public opinion poll out on George W. Bush. Check this out. Bush's low job approval is far below that of some of his two-term predecessors at this point in their second term. In November of 1985, President Reagan had a 65% approval rating, and Bill Clinton's job approval in November of 1997 was 57%. Bush's rating is higher than Richard Nixon's was at the same point in his administration, but here's what it says. Bush now, only 35% approve, 57% disapprove. This is a CBS News poll. Only 35% approved. That's Bush's base. And 57% disapprove. This guy's in a definite slide. And all of the experts have said that what he needs to do is he needs to take responsibility for this CIA leak case. He needs to take responsibility for it. He needs to clean house. He needs to start again and revitalize his administration, and yet he won't do any of those things. He won't fire anybody. Karl Rove still has a job, even though he's under a cloud of suspicion. And he won't make any changes. And he won't apologize. And he won't give you and I an explanation as to what the hell went on there. And neither will the Prince of Darkness, Vice President Dick Cheney. So his approval rating is now at an all-time low at 35%. I bet you they're real pleased with that at the White House. All right, I just had to get that in there. I had to throw it in. Here's something I haven't talked too much about. And by the way, this morning on the program, Jennifer Palmieri, Vice President for Communications and former Clinton Deputy Press Secretary, will be on to talk about those closed Senate hearings yesterday. And or the day before, I'm sorry. And Christopher E. Andrews is the senior legislative counsel in the American Civil Liberties Union, the Washington Legislative Office. He's going to be on the program to talk about the CIA secret prisons
that apparently we have going on in ex-Soviet gulag-type prisons in Eastern Europe, where we're engaging in rendition and where we've got people there who we're holding who have absolutely no rights whatsoever. And it makes us look bad around the world that we're doing that. We don't even have a standard of human rights. That these people have no access to counsel. That they may be being tortured for all we know. And sure, there are probably some of those people that deserve to be incarcerated because they can get out there and do harm. But there may be some in there that are innocent. Point is they'll never have their day in court. And the White House is fighting a McCain bill that would clean all this mess up and force the United States and the Defense Department to adhere to the Geneva Conventions and the standards that were established 50 years ago. And even Jimmy Carter, when I saw him on Hardball last night, was denouncing this. All right, here's what I ask you this morning at 303-713-7600 as we kick off the early part of the show. I haven't talked about this yet. It's in the news every single day. I haven't brought this up at all. And I guess maybe, I'm wrong in not doing it. Because I don't know how worried you are about this, and I also don't know whether you trust the government under the current administration to adequately take care of the problem. And I'm talking about the flu pandemic. The nation's response to the flu pandemic could not succeed without a strong effort by state and local governments, because the battle might have to be fought on 5,000 fronts. This is according to Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt. Democrats in the House and Senate, however, question whether the states have the financial resources to engage in such a fight. Now, if it ever broke out here in Colorado, we just went through this whole referendum situation where the state, the budget was pared to the bone. Where would we, if we had an outbreak of bird flu, where would we get the money? Where would we get the money to fight that off? In particular, lawmakers take issue with the Bush administration plans for the purchase of certain medicines. The plan says states would pay about $510 million for enough anti-flu drugs such as Tamiflu and Relenza, which can reduce the severity of the illness and treat 31 million people. Once again, I ask you, where do we get the money? Now, you know what? Do you trust this administration to take care of a pandemic of bird flu? The flu pandemic? After all, look at the job they did with Katrina. Look at the job that they did with Wilma. I mean, people in Florida are still, many of them without power, and are still waiting for help. Representative Nita Lowry, who's a Democrat from New York, said the proposal amounted to an unfunded mandate on the states and might mean that some states would not be able to buy enough drugs. Which, once again, I get to Colorado. We know the budget is tight here. That's the reason we passed C. That's the reason we got that done. I mean, where would we get the money to take care of this stuff? And Anita Lowry says the states are extremely nervous about what's going to be required of them. All right, so do you feel that this administration is capable of taking care of us if a pandemic hits, of safeguarding the United States? I don't like the word taking care of, but of safeguarding the United States. And are you worried personally about this pandemic? I can't decide whether I'm worried about it or not. As I sit here this morning with a coursing headache, I can't decide. Am I getting the flu? I can't decide whether I'm worried about this situation or not, and whether I'm worried about it hitting us or not. And every day, I watch the tube, I watch the talking head shows, and all of the newscasts have something in them about this pandemic and about stocking Tamiflu. The latest story is that Virgin Airlines has ordered Tamiflu for its employees in case something were to happen. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines here. If you want to comment about how worried are you about the quote-unquote bird flu or the pandemic flu. You know, the only thing I'm really worried about, and this is going to sound stupid, but I am, because this is the way I am. I have a parrot named Bill who would crack you up if you ever met him. And I worry that my double yellow-headed Amazon would catch the bird flu somehow and get sick and die. But I'm really not worried about myself. And Mary said to me the other night, she said, well, you know, when you were at the doctor, did you ask for some Tamiflu? And I said, no. So I wonder, how worried you are. 303-713-7600, 616, 60 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Good morning, 620, 20 minutes after 6. Partly cloudy, high near 65 today. 303-713-7600, one line open. J. Marvin here, and how much do you trust this administration? How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I am very disturbed about the situation of the detainees. We need to go and look up our constitutions because there is no search or seizure without a warrant based on probable cause or arrest without charges. If arrested with charges, a person has a right to an attorney and they should not be.
Yeah, but the administration is going to argue with you that that it does not apply to those who are in that nether, that twilight world
of the terrorists,
of being a POW and being a terrorist. They're gonna say that that stuff doesn't apply.
And that is exactly what our Constitution was based on, because our colonists were under a king who did just that, and they were the ones that were called terrorists.
Yeah,
back
I understand that, but the Constitution of the United States, according to most legal scholars, does not apply to POWs or foreigners. What applies is the Geneva Convention of Human Rights, of which this country was a signatory, and now seems this administration seems inclined not to honor.
Exactly right. And the Constitution and the Geneva Accords are very close in their laws, if we will look at them.
I have looked at them.
If, you know, you and I can be called terrorists, there are a lot of... I'm horrified. I'm hearing about children that are in Guantanamo.
I understand. We'll get into more of that at 7:30. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let me return to my original question here about the pandemic, the bird flu, or the flu pandemic, and how secure are you that this administration could actually fight this? And if they want the states to take up the slack, where in the heck is the state of Colorado going to get the money? Let's go to Henry in Denver. Henry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir? Yeah, I have no faith whatsoever. The pandemic we have is intrinsically that our government is corrupt, has a pandemic of greed and avarice from top to bottom. And anyone, at the top of the hour, there was a lady on the news that was quoted, oh, I think Scooter is going to be vindicated, and I'm hoping that George Bush will come out smelling like a rose. Please. I mean, how can there be 35% of this country that still has any faith whatsoever in this government? I'm exasperated that people are still out there thinking that this government has any sort of idealism left whatsoever. It completely befuddles me beyond belief.
Yeah, you know what it does me too. And every day I sit and watch these talking head shows, and every day I sit and watch the news. Thank God for Media Matters for America that they catch these people in these repeated lies or misstatements. But, you know, every day this administration keeps trying to justify, you know, what's going on in Iraq, keeps trying to justify what's happening, like, for instance, with this prisoner story. Bush is sitting at 35%, and he blew Katrina. There's more evidence out today about Michael Brown and how out of touch he was, and he appointed Michael Brown there. I mean, what, we're going to look to this administration to try to help us out if we get a pandemic?
Well, we're all going to die if that's the case.
I mean, we're going to be sick. I don't know. And then he's going to shove it off, and then they're going to shove it off onto the states. Okay, now where's the state of Colorado going to get the money?
Well, we've already shown that I'm a school teacher in Denver, Denver Public Schools, and we just had this vote. And what did the people of Denver say? Well, they gave a hearty, we don't care. We don't care about our children. Well, I'll tell you something. They had better start caring, because we're graduating kids that cannot read, they cannot write, they cannot sit still in their chair for 5 minutes, and we have school teachers that are exhausted and are unsupported by parents. This society, this city, had better wake up.
I agree 100%. Thanks, Henry, and you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you're a hero. Teachers are heroes.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. By the way, iScooter Libby. Louis Libby is on his way to court at this very moment to be arraigned. This is not the trial. This is only the arraignment. It'll last a short time. He's got to go in the front door. He gets no special privileges. All right, how do you feel about this government's protecting you from this flu pandemic that they claim is going to come get us? 303-713-7600, and I got about three lines open. And are you worried about it? Is anybody worried about this, or am I foolish not to be worried about it? You know, am I going to be, like, crawling around on my bed and sitting there, like, sick and thinking to myself that we had this conversation on November the 3rd and I should have wised up? Because, like I said, when I went to my doctor, I did not ask for Tamiflu. And I'm just not one of these people that's in the mood to panic. I mean, I'm neurotic, and I'll worry about things, but it won't be about this. Let me go to John in Erie. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, John. What about yourself?
Hanging in there. You know, I'm absolutely furious about this whole bird flu issue, particularly because, you know, even the time when George Bush got on and said, you know, we should really be concerned about this bird flu, I mean, immediately threw up some flags. And what I did was, you know, I went out and I started doing some research, and I started, you follow the money. And one of the things that I've noticed is that this huge push towards Tamiflu, if you take into consideration what Tamiflu, who makes Tamiflu, Roche is the manufacturer of Tamiflu. However, they do not own the original patent to the Tamiflu vaccine. Well, it's not a vaccine. It won't cure it. It just help alleviate the symptoms.
Right.
Yeah, so when you start looking at that, the original owners of the patent is a company called, I think, Gilesco. And if you go through the research of this Gilesco, one of the primary stockholders is Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? You're absolutely right about that. He claims he makes this whole comment about how it's in a blind trust. But you're right, and the stock has gone up here in the last couple of weeks.
And that's absolutely the case. And so what are we here, you know, what are we here to do? You know, is it another example of cronyism or what?
So, I think he owns about $25 million in shares.
Uh-huh. So I just want to poise that out. I saw that, and it's typical of this administration in the sense that they want to instill this level of fear into its citizens. And, you know, it wants the states to pay for this, but really the only person that's profiting out of this whole issue is his own elite circle. So,
Are you worried about it personally?
Not really. Not after hearing this news. I mean, I worry about the flu every year, just like as most people do. But, you know, one, the current research says that the ability for it to transfer from a bird to human is at this point still very hard to do. I think there's in the world there's only like 5 or 10 documented cases of that ever happening. So all of this issue is about like chickens and birds catching this virus. Well, I can understand in terms of the poultry industry and that sort of thing, but for humans, I don't think that's the real issue here. But it's something that, you know, it's a perfect opportunity to incite fear from, citizens who may not be knowledgeable about the technology or may not be knowledgeable about the virus. So, you know, what a great opportunity to raise the threat level and to say that, that we're protecting you.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, you take care.
Yeah. You know what? You know, let's change the topic from the war in Iraq. And Scooter Libby, let's change the topic from that, the CIA leak case, by going out and making a bird flu speech. All right, how much do you trust this government, the current administration, to do the right thing when it comes to the bird flu? And how personally worried are you about this pandemic that they say is going to hit the entire world? 303-713-7600. I got three open lines. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now from Aaron O'Neill.
Yeah, and these Boulder streets coming to life now. Just dealing with that buildup around town and from the highways as well. Beautiful sunrise. Hopefully that cloud cover will help diffuse the glare for those eastbound drives. If you are Denver bound on the turnpike, going to hit those usual morning slowdowns from Federal to Pecos. Slow crossing Commerce City using 270 southbound I-25. Typical slow roll from Thornton Parkway down to the turnpike. Just kind of filling in everywhere else. Boulder forecast today, partly sunny, windy, up near 67 for a high. Partly sunny, a little cooler tomorrow, just right around 60. Right now it's 45. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All the details.
Mr. Libby committed 5 crimes. The indictment charges 1 count of obstruction of justice in the federal grand jury.
For only $125. And you get the great same service, the great same quality from the company that Mary and I recommend and that did our house, and we'll have them back again for sure. Superior Carpet Care is a family-owned business, and they're people who care about your home. And no matter who you've used before, you got to try Superior Carpet Care, and you'll see and feel the difference in your carpets, and you'll always have them back. They're just that good. And I'll tell you, we just had nothing But good luck with them. And for $125, which you can't beat, they'll do three rooms and a hallway. You just can't beat that price to go along with their superior work. So if you need your carpet or your air ducts cleaned, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care at 303-933-3000. That's 303-933-3000. And please, tell them Jay and Mary Marvin sent.
And go, Father.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:34, 26 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Partly cloudy, high near 65. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to Jennifer Palmieri, Vice President for Communications and former Clinton Deputy Press Secretary. I knew I could get that out somehow. The bird flu, does it threaten you? Do you trust this government to take...
Sort of blink there. I don't know if I'm so much concerned as I am. I think it's just important to be aware. I mean, the flag came up a lot of other countries before it came here. I mean, back in Europe where they're, you know, just wiping out, euthanizing flocks of chickens and turkeys. As far as the administration beefing it up, you know, building up, Donald, I think they are a little bit. On the other hand, what if they did nothing and we had the flu and we did have an outbreak? You know, what would the debate be like right now if that were to happen?
Well, you know, some people like... Tom Harkin have said that what Bush was proposing, Congress is already taken care of. It's just that they need more money.
Yeah. And, well, that's just it. I mean, I'm thinking, I saw how much it was, and that's a lot of money. And I'm seeing some people say, wow, that's a whole lot of money. And then, like you said, Harkin, I read where Ted Kennedy said, well, it's not enough money. Well, how much money is enough money? You know, and it's something that hasn't been proven yet. You know, I think we need to be prepared for it, but there's probably a lot of other things we need to be prepared for, and we just can't afford to be prepared for everything.
Well, you know, this idea, though, that they would shove it off on the states, which is what Mike Leavitt is talking about, look at where we live. I mean, where would the, if we had it happen here, or if there was a threat that it would happen here, where would we get the money?
Well, I guess you could ask this. I mean, it's not like money grows on trees. I mean, you're right. The money has to come from somewhere. The states don't have it. And yet, when the federal government spends it, I'll be the first to admit. I'm the first to say, holy shit, how much more money are we going to spend? How much further are we going to go into debt?
How about the idea of shifting priorities? For instance, look at the highway transportation bill that Bush signed. I mean, that's loaded with all these earmarks. And earmarks are what each legislator, each senator, or congressman wants for their own individual district. How about laying low on some of those earmarks?
Absolutely. And again, I've talked to you before. I'm one of those people. I'm really disenchanted with both the Republicans and the Democrats because both parties fill these bills full of pork. You know, and whoever gets the most pork is dependent on who's in control at the time. I don't think any party is any less guilty than the other. You know, no doubt there's probably some senators that we could pick out, but I think we could pick them out on both sides. Ted Stevens and Robert Byrd are the first ones that come to mind. You know, so, but for the bird flu, I think it's just important we be aware and we try to stay healthy. You know, looking at back in history, look how many people died of the Spanish flu, and those were people in the 20 to 40 age group, not the young and not the old. So,
how about the Hong Kong flu?
Yeah, I don't think that killed so many people, though.
I think it didn't kill that many, but it did kill some.
How many people died in traffic accidents this year?
Well, you know, I just don't trust the feds, and I definitely don't trust this administration. And the reason I don't is because they demonstrated they can't handle things. They couldn't handle Katrina. You know, they couldn't. They did a poor job again on Wilma. I know I'm leaving one hurricane out that's in the middle of those two. And suddenly Bush runs out to make this speech when the administration is in trouble. You know, this should have been done months ago.
See, and here's the difference between me and you. You don't trust this administration. I haven't trusted any.
Well, you know what? You can be that cynical.
Name me an administration that's done most everything right.
Well, I don't think any administration does everything right, because I think when you're dealing with human beings and you're dealing with the administration and also Congress, you know, you're not going to get everything you want. But this is an administration, though, that has control of the White House. Its party has control of both houses. It's in the total driver's seat, as we see with the Senate intelligence debacle. And, you know, what excuse do they have? I mean, the Democrats are in the minority.
Yeah.
I mean, what excuse do they have? And, you know, Tom Harkin stands up and says, okay, you know what, we've already done most of this stuff. And Bush, who must be out of touch, or somebody doesn't brief him, or I don't know what his problem is, jets off, delivers this speech, you know, at a time when he's trying to shift and turn the page from his own scandals. And, you know, his approval rating now is down to 35%. I mean, it can't get any lower than that. If it gets any lower than that, he's going to be off the map. And I just, you know, I don't think that all administrations are 100% perfect. There were certainly things that I disagree with the Clinton administration about. This administration, though, gets, like, the worst grades because this administration's been tested, and all the way back to 9/11, when Bush didn't read that briefing memo, when he was on vacation, this, you know, this administration has bobbled everything that's come across its desk.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, and again, I agree with you, and if you could say that about Bush 1, the Clinton administration, Carter, Reagan, I'd agree with you. I think, you know, but on the other hand, you know, and I hate to say this, what if we really do need to be better prepared and we do have this outbreak? Are we prepared to say Bush didn't do enough and he should have said this speech sooner?
Yeah, I think that
I think that he
not only should have done it sooner, but I think that he also should consider shifting the priorities so that we've got funding. By the way, Bush 1 did have some good things about him, and he was successful in Iraq because he was smart enough to know not to go all the way there, and Brent Scowcroft and his advisors told him not to, and he was the kind of guy who wasn't insular like this president and did listen, and Bush 1 did have some good things about him. You know, every administration does, but I'll tell you something. I'm having a hard time finding anything about this administration that turns out to be good. I mean, everything that they get involved with seems to be, you know, a disaster or some kind of PR stunt on their part.
Yeah. Well, and again, like you said, spending more money, changing priorities. What if he spends a lot more money and changes priorities, and all of a sudden this bird flu thing ends up like, remember the SARS a few years ago? Everybody's panicked about that and turned into a big nothing.
Better prepared than sorry. All right, Joe, appreciate it, man.
Sure, you take care.
Hey, have a good day. Let's go to Kate in Fort Collins. Kate, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Kate.
All of your callers previous to this, I don't think have, in my opinion, been concerned enough about this this avian virus that may be coming our way. The previous caller mentioned the Spanish flu, and that was a pretty bad pandemic over there. And this flu is expected to be just as bad or worse. And I am not an expert on this. My husband's a virologist, so I've asked him some several questions about this. And from what I know, birds get it first, and then they pass it to pigs because they can't pass it directly to us. And then the pigs can pass it to us.
I'll never eat bacon again. And as a Jew, I shouldn't be eating bacon to begin with, but now I definitely won't eat it.
Yeah. Well, I love bacon. It's not going to keep me away. But right now we know that humans are getting it directly from the birds. And they are not able to pass it to one another. But that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. And once humans are able to pass it from one person to another, then this is going to be a terrible and very quick outbreak. And on that note, there's no way this administration is going to be able to do anything about that. Especially, I mean, even if they were competent, they wouldn't be able to make much of a dent in it. But he's thought about bringing in the Marines to enforce a quarantine. Didn't he ask the Congress about that?
That's his answer to everything, is bring in the military.
Yeah, I don't want the military controlling the citizens.
No, because they're not trained in police work, and we have that posse comitatus law, which this administration would like to alter.
Yeah, there's no way I want that altered. And there's no way he's going to be able to do anything for us. The only thing they know how to do is line their pockets with money. They don't know how to take care of us.
You know what? I would definitely agree. Thank you. I appreciate it. Great call.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. 303-713-7600. Three lines open about, and are you concerned about this pandemic? And do you trust this administration to do something about it? By the way, Jennifer Palmieri is out with the flu. We were supposed to have her this morning on the show. She's out with the flu, so we'll get my buddy Judd Legum Instead, he is the deputy research director and co-editor of the Progress Report. We have a lot of people on for the Center for American Progress, and with good reason, because, man, they are comprehensive. And if you haven't checked out their website, you ought to go ahead and do it, because you can get a lot of information off of there. And it's AmericanProgress.org. 644, 60 minutes away from 7. Three lines open, 303-713-7600. How concerned are you about this bird flu, about this pandemic? Or do you think it's all hype? And do you trust this administration in lieu of Katrina and Wilma and what was it? And Rita, I think, was the other hurricane. Do you trust this administration to absolutely have a concrete plan to protect this country if there is an outbreak? 644, 60 minutes in front of 7, AM 760, Boulders.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
This Saturday, November 5th, Freedom Harley-Davidson is celebrating the one-year anniversary of their state-of-the-art service center. And you're invited to the party. Free food and beverages. Plus, bring your Harley and enter it in the bike show to compete for prizes. Freedom Harley-Davidson is Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. And right now, when you purchase any new 2006, receive a $500 gift card. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk is reaching out to the Gulf Coast. Storm-Aid bracelets are available for purchase.
It's not ethical. And if it turned out to be a bad deal, I'd hear from you. And that's why I recommend Rocky's Autos. Because Rocky's Autos has got a couple of really important things going for them. First of all, they've got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 600 units on the lot. And good-looking cars. And you know what? They can find you what you want. And they're not out to just sell automobiles. They're out to get you the car you want and to make you happy. The other thing about Rockies is every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And plus, they don't hide anything. They'll show you Carfax, which will tell you everything you need to know about the vehicle. As I said, I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. Mary and I have bought cars from Rockies and have had nothing but great experiences, and so have our friends. And at Rockies, they got great people working there, too. Go out there and see my buddy Marvin Al Shear. He's really a good guy. Or Darla, or Jay Ali, or just any, or Colby, any of the folks who work out there will definitely take good care of you. You tell them that Jay Marvin sent you from AM760, and they'll definitely take good care of you. Rockies Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at Rockies Autos, put an S on the end of auto, rockiesautos.com, and see for yourself and pre-qualify for a car loan. It's that simple. Rockies Autos, they're a great place to go, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Bob, how are you?
Good. Hey, yeah, I don't trust this administration either. If you look at all of the associations with anything that has to do with the scientific community, you see these scientists leaving the institutional posts left and right, from the National Institute of Health to Centers for Disease Control, people working with the FDA, people working with the meatpacking industry and meat inspections. Nothing that this administration does holds up to the eyes of science, and so they took their darn sweet time to recognize this, and all the other countries in the world have gotten their reservations in already to get this vaccine. And to be honest, I don't really trust this administration to do anything but some sort of a rationing program where the rich will get the vaccine and the poor will just have to wait.
Boy, you know, I can see that. I could definitely see that out of this administration. That's number one. And then number two, you know what you're talking about their relationship with science. That's very, very true. They let religion and political philosophy trump science. And a good example of that is this guy that they put in charge of women's health, and I believe it was in the FDA, and the guy is a veterinarian.
Yeah, well, not only that, I mean, every scientist has already approved the morning-after pill, and yet the FDA folks are just sitting on their you-know-whats because they're not going to let their religious beliefs get set aside. The other thing I worry about, and you brought it up earlier, is the use of the military, and I would not put it past this president to start some kind of a scare right around the time of the elections in 2008 to say, you know what? We can't have any gatherings of people, so the election's called off in the name of national security. I mean, that.
Wow, you think he'd go that far?
I don't think this administration would surprise me in doing anything just to stay in power. And the only thing that I think we have a chance at is maybe getting enough folks from the Democrats into power in 2006 to start impeachment proceedings. That's about the only thing I hold out hope for.
You know something? I for months on this station have preached the fact that we're going to do great in 06. But, you know, I was reading this article, and I didn't realize this, and I got to tell you something, I'm bad at math. I really am bad at math. And we would need a 96% win raise. A 96% win percentage in order to take control of either of the houses. And I'm not saying we can't do it, but I'm saying it's going to be pretty rough.
Especially since they've gerrymandered all their seats to protect their districts.
That's another thing.
So, you know, the incumbents have got the advantage. The only thing you can hope is that people, just like they did in Colorado with C and D, especially C, will wake up and say, you know what? It happened in Douglas County. It happened in Arapahoe County. Several Republican strongholds, El Paso County, where they used to vote for Tabor 2-1. This last election, they voted 46 or 48%. To overturn, the ratchet effect. And while that didn't give it approval, it shows that the tide is turning. Joe Stengel brought that up in this talk about how the state is going to become a blue state pretty soon.
Yeah, well, you know what? I certainly hope so. Hey, Bob, thanks, man.
Take care.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Dwayne.
I don't trust this administration with anything. I think the other thing that they would do, besides maybe rationing and being able to quarantine various areas using the military against their own people inside the country, I think the other thing that they're very good at is wasting money, giving money away to corporations ineffectively. I think it's extremely important that we somehow think of some method, some ongoing institutionalized way of being able to make sure that vaccines are available, just like we have the military that protects us against, you know, foreign invasions and foreign infiltrators and whatnot. We need the same kind of ongoing systemic expenditure on protecting us against flus and these kinds of things. When you think about it, how many people have died in the war? You know, maybe, you know, figuring Iraqis and our people, you know, maybe 200,000 people. And if a flu breaks out, we're going to have like maybe 1 million, 2 million people just in this country. And when you look for bang for your buck, wouldn't it be worthwhile to take some of the money that we're spending on the military and put it into biological protection for the country? And people will say, oh, that's too expensive. Well, we don't know if it's going to happen or not. Well, we support our military year in and year out, whether we have a foreign particular problem that's going on or not, whether we can utilize those forces. We don't use a lot of our military most of the time.
We're pouring a tremendous amount of money into Iraq. And by the way, another soldier was killed yesterday when his vehicle was attacked. We're pouring a tremendous amount of money into Iraq. This administration is fiscally irresponsible, and they're irresponsible on a couple of fronts, both with these tax cuts for the top 1-2%, with the fact that that they signed that transportation bill with all of its earmarks in it. You know, you can bring up the Democrats, but the fact is, that, as I said to Joe, this party, the GOP, controls everything, and they are engaged in all kinds of giveaways to oil companies. And you're right. I mean, we need to have an institutional response
and pharmaceutical,
to this problem.
And pharmaceutical.
Yes, and pharmaceutical companies, too. That's exactly right. I mean, this administration is so corrupt. Look at the story about Walmart. Did you see the story about Walmart? That they struck a deal, that the Department of Labor struck a deal with Walmart, that if they're going to inspect a Walmart for using childhood labor, they got to give them 15 days notice. What kind of BS is that?
I guess I really have a problem with the government, with the administration, because they are corrupt. They are the most corrupt government that I've seen, I think even more so than Richard Nixon's, by far. And the problem is not just the administration, it's not just the government, it's the people who have voted for these people. Where is our citizenry?
Well, I'll tell you where our citizenry is. There's a new CBS News poll out that shows that Bush's approval rating has now sunk to 35%, and 57% overwhelmingly disapproved. People are waking up, they're starting to get wise, and they're figuring out what's going on, and a majority of Americans feel like they were deceived about Iraq, too.
One of the things I think the Democrats and the liberals and the progressives have to all get together and really make sure of, we have to turn the mental thinking of the way that people are thinking these days. We have to act, it's like we're turning the tide. We need to finish it. We need to make sure that we take it through and we say, look at these infractions of just normal policy, things that are just absolutely unacceptable.
I agree 100%. Dwayne, thank you, man. Great call.
Take care. Have
okay.
a good one.
You too. 6:58 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up next, Judd Legum on the continuing struggle and blowout over the shutdown of the Senate and the trading of accusations and charges. And we'll get into that with him coming up next year on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. To win $1,000 four times a day. Less commercial interruption. And more time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
For CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Perjury, obstruction of justice, and lying. The charges facing former White House advisor Louis Libby at his first court appearance in the CIA leak case 90 minutes from now.
Libby almost certainly will plead not guilty after hearing the charges against him, and there may be some scheduling talk, but that's about it.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says it could be 6 months before the case comes to trial. Former federal attorney Scott Fredrickson sees a solid government case.
Strong evidence from several witnesses in an indictment that is very persuasive.
Vice President Cheney among possible witnesses, but Fredrickson believes that might not happen.
The government can rely on Mr. Libby's own notes to prove the conversation he had with the vice president regarding the CIA operative.
With so many administration officials on the potential witness list, the White House legal counsel is monitoring the case. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
Two middle-of-the-road Republicans whose votes could stop a filibuster are warning Democrats not to try to block Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham says a filibuster would be a step down a dangerous road.
If we start having filibusters over ideological differences, judicial philosophy differences, then I think we're going to erode the quality of people who want to be judges. I think we're going to undermine the presidency and create constant turmoil for the Senate.
Firemen wading through broken glass at one of the scores of blazes set on the seventh straight night of rioting in North African and Muslim immigrant suburbs of Paris. A witness saw a school go up in smoke in his neighborhood.
I heard a noise. Then me and my niece, we opened the window and we saw the school was burning. We saw smoke.
The International Red Cross is reacting to a report about secret CIA prisons for terror suspects. CBS's Steve Holt has that from London.
A Red Cross spokeswoman says the organization is concerned about the fate of an unknown number of people held in undisclosed locations. According to the Washington Post, the CIA is hiding and interrogating suspects in secret sites in eight countries, including some in Eastern Europe. Antonella Notari says the Red Cross needs to discuss this with U.S. authorities.
We're very hopeful that they can hopefully grant us notification and access.
Poland and Romania have denied they're hosting any secret CIA camps, but the European Commission says it'll investigate the report in informal talks with its member countries. Steve Holt, CBS News, London.
A rule change that could take effect soon would let passengers take scissors and small knives on airliners for the first time since 9/11. Chris Witkowski with the Flight Attendants Union says that could be an open invitation to hijack.
One of the ways would be to wait until the pilot comes out to use the lavatory, for example, and the cockpit could be breached using small knives or other sharp instruments to take over the aircraft.
The government says business productivity improved at a stronger than expected 4.1% annual rate in the third quarter. S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. People always ask me, what keeps me going? You know what I say? I have Purple Power. Yeah, I try to drink a glass of Welch's Purple 100% grape juice every day. Because Welch's is packed with deep purple, antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar. So it doesn't just taste good, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's has twice the natural antioxidant power of orange juice. So grab a glass of Welch's and add a little Purple Power to your life. Welch's 100% grape juice, the most delicious thing you could do for your heart.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
And here they are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
And we are catching a break this morning from that sun glare, but Mother Nature is still kind of lingering about in the form of high winds, especially if you're using Highway 93, Boulder to Golden, and C-470 along those foothills. North into town already loaded up heavy duty this morning from 104th Avenue. Usual slowdowns for the Turnpike, 270, I-70. There are a couple of trucks on the right shoulder, westbound I-76 near the 270 merge. That might be an accident. We're already starting to see that slow traffic in from 88th Avenue, and one coming off that ramp. This is the three-car pileup, the Santa Fe-Alameda ramp, trying to get on northbound I-25. Some curiosity slowing there. Boulder forecast today, partly sunny, windy, up to 67 for a high. A little cooler tomorrow, but still sunny skies near 60 degrees. Right now it's 63. I'm Aaron O'Neill on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talks.
The Colorado Buffaloes are making another run at the Big 12 North.
Foot race, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This Saturday, the Missouri Tigers come to Boulder to battle the Buffs. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk at Folsom Field for the Buffs and Tigers.
The ball is loose. It picked up the top of the court, running it back, and five dives in.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Judd Legum of the Center for American Progress. And, Judd, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on.
Well, it's good to be on.
Okay. we're now, what, a couple of days after this, and I don't want to use the term Senate shutdown because that's not right, but the Senate going into secret session. Mm-hmm. Has the dust cleared now, or is there still bad partisan feelings?
Well, I think Senator Frist made it very clear that he got his feelings hurt about this, and I think that's likely to linger. And also, this is still very much live issue, because what happened as a result of them going into closed session was that they formed a little working group of three Democrats and three Republicans, and they're going to figure out what's going on with this investigation into the manipulation of intelligence and report back to the rest of the Senate by the 14th of this month. So this is still going to be on the front burner for some time now.
Do you really think we'll get an answer as to what's going on with this investigation? Do you think the Republicans will really follow through this time?
Well, I think the problem in the Libby indictment and the prospect of future indictments play into this is that they're not in the position that they were again, so I think that they may be forced to be a little bit more diligent about this. They don't want to be seen as complicit in whatever went on in the White House. So I think, you know, obviously we're not dealing with people who have been very forthcoming. Otherwise, this investigation would have been done months and months and months ago. But I think we might see a little more movement than we have in the past.
You know, I heard Jay Rockefeller yesterday say that he believes, that his honest opinion is, mm-hmm. that the White House lets its Republican allies in the Senate know when to cool off and to stay away from this sensitive subject, and that they're taking their orders directly from the White House.
Well, certainly that's what Rockefeller's been saying. I don't have any reason necessarily to doubt him. What he's basically said as they've tried to move forward on this investigation is anytime they get anywhere near the White House, it's the investigation essentially shut down. And so that's what's been happening. The question is, I think what happened a couple days ago was Reid really upped the ante on this and said, you know, unless this investigation continues to move forward, we're going to continue shutting down or bringing the Senate into closed session, which totally disrupts, you know, Bill Frist's ability to kind of push his agenda, which is why he was so upset.
Do you really think we'll get an answer to this? I mean, really, in the end, do you think we'll really find it? Because I've heard those people who say, and of course, the neocons and Republicans use this as a talking point, that, well, this, you know, the Senate Intelligence Committee, that phase one, that they came to a conclusion, and then I've heard, other people say that it was inconclusive. Do you think we'll really get a conclusive answer about whether this administration manipulated intelligence?
Well, I don't think we're going to get a conclusive answer as far as we'll know the extent of everything that went on, but I think there's a good possibility of knowing more. We already know a lot more from Scooter Libby's indictment. I think if this investigation goes forward, we'll know a lot more. But, you know, your question, to be fair, if you're saying, are we going to really know the truth of what happened? No, we're not, because there's a lot of people who are trying to prevent the public from knowing it. So I think we're never going to know the whole truth, but even half the truth might be better than what we've got now.
7:10 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Judd Legum, Deputy Research Director and Co-Editor of the Progress Report, Center for American Progress. Well worth checking out every single day. You know, the White House is now starting to push back on this whole thing. Yesterday, Scott McClellan said, if Democrats want to talk about the threat Saddam Hussein posed and the intelligence, that they might want to start looking at the previous administration and their own statements that they've made. Is that true? I mean, because I get into arguments with people about this all the time. If Clinton thought that Saddam Hussein was an imminent threat to the United States of America, why didn't he attack him?
Well, I think what they're referring to is that, you know, I think Clinton made statements that Saddam Hussein was a threat. And I don't think that was a controversy by anybody, that this was a guy who, you know, was a danger to the countries around them, probably a danger to the United States. The real question is, what do you do about it? And when you look at what we've seen through the Dulfer report, through some of these very lengthy reports that were commissioned by people who were put in place by the Bush administration, we found that the Clinton method, which was sanctions and the no-fly zones, containment essentially was working. And so that's how they were approaching the threat. So it's sort of a red herring to say, well, look, they thought it was a threat too. That wasn't the issue. The issue is, why did we go to war?
Well, you know, they're trying to lump it all together. Like, well, we all saw the same research. I mean, I heard Dan Bartlett say this yesterday. The White House, what is he, the communications director.
Yeah.
We all saw the same research. We're all in this together.
Exactly, and that's why phase two is so important. Phase one determined that the intelligence was flawed. But what phase two is about is how was that intelligence used by the policy people? And that's the question. So if the issue is we've all seen the same intelligence, everyone knew the same intelligence, how did the administration take that intelligence and say, we've got to go to war right now in March of 2003? So that's the question that really still needs to be answered.
You know, the thing that gets me that never comes out about any of this is I've read reports that, for instance, the White House or Dick Cheney's office set up this Office of Special Operations, that what they basically tried to do was circumvent the CIA and circumvent what the intelligence community was telling them, mm-hmm. And cherry-picked the information, yet that never seems to come out.
That's right. What was going on in the Office of Vice President was a stovepiping operation. They essentially were going around the standard intelligence process, the CIA, who was essentially warning them throughout this whole process. This intelligence is bad. You know, specifically, if we look to, was Iraq seeking uranium from Africa? The CIA was telling them this intelligence is bad, but they were just taking it directly, stovepiping it, and having their own operation that provided a lot of justification for war. So that is what's going on, and I think you know that could come out through this investigation. This could also be an issue with the Scooter Libby trial, which is starting today. So I think we're going to start to learn more in the weeks and months ahead.
Boy, you know, speaking of Scooter Libby, he's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. Now, if he pleads, Fitzgerald's going to want something from him. And what has he got to? What has he got to give Fitzgerald? So he can't plead. He's got to carry this out. He's got to go to. But if he goes to trial, we could end up with Dick Cheney on the stand under oath.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to protect Cheney in this instance because what Fitzgerald will want is Cheney himself. And you know that's how these prosecutors work: is you work your way up the food chain, and the next step up the Scooter Libby's pretty high up. He was chief of staff to Vice President Cheney, also assistant to the president. But so the next step up, really, is Vice President Cheney. So that's what I think he's going to want. And it's unclear whether Scooter's going to give it to him.
So you definitely think that what Fitzgerald's doing here is he's definitely squeezing Scooter to get to Cheney?
It's speculation, but I think that's what's going on. And I think there's a lot of other people in Washington who think that's what's going on.
You know, on the other hand, how does Karl Rove keep his job? And we know he talked to Matt Cooper of Time Magazine. Mm-hmm. We know he talked to others about Valerie Plame, you know, gave her name. How in the heck does he escape indictment, and how in the heck does he keep his job?
Well, I think that, if you read the Washington Post today, both of those things are in doubt. There's a lot of people in the White House, I think, who'd like to see Karl Rove be moved out of his job, at the very least be moved out of the policy aspects of his job where he's deputy chief of staff. But also, you know, although, if you watch Fox News or even any of the Sunday shows this weekend, everyone's talking like the investigation's over. But what we learned this morning on charges of making false statements to investigators. So I think Rove, you could very well see him be departing in recent weeks. So
he's not out of the woods.
He's not out of the woods. I think everyone kind of jumped the gun, and people were trying to read into Patrick Fitzgerald's body language and try to, kind of read between the lines. I think the only thing you can say with Fitzgerald is, this investigation isn't over till he says it's over, and he said it's not over.
How far do you think it'll go?
Well, I think that I think Rove is definitely in a lot of jeopardy. But I think the other question is, can he get someone? He gave a hint in his press conference. He said essentially with these underlying crimes, like for exposing the CIA agent itself, right now we've got perjury and obstruction of justice. But to hit these underlying crimes, you essentially need to get the people's motivations. So what he'll need is someone who's fairly high up to say, yes, this was our intention. It was to expose Valerie Plame, or it was to discredit Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson. So if he can get that, then I think you might start seeing some indictments on these underlying crimes. Now, whether that's going to happen, I think, is still in doubt.
All right, Judd, thank you so much for your time. And as I tell people on the air here, the Center for American Progress, I just gave you guys an online donation. I mean, thank God you're there every single day, and thank God the Progress Report is there every day, and I think it's must reading for anybody who's interested in figuring out what's going on with this government and what's going on in this country, and I thank you for being here.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. At the Center for American Progress, we definitely appreciate what you're doing out in Colorado, too. So.
You got it. You guys are welcome here anytime. Thank you, Judd.
Okay.
All right, there's Judd Legum, research director and co-editor of the Progress Report. Yeah, check that out online because that and Media Matters for America. I talk about those every single day, but they really give you good information. And Media Matters for America doesn't miss a clue when it comes to misstatements. And really, if you want to counter the right-wing rhetoric, and Mary and I were having a discussion about this last night, that, you know, the Republicans and the right-wing, the neocons, they have their talking points out there, and they keep repeating them over and over and over. And they all get on the same page. I mean, you all noticed, you just noticed that they were all trying to smear Joe Wilson and that they were all attacking Joe Wilson instead of really confronting the issues about what did Dick Cheney know and when did he know it, and about this phase two of this intelligence report, which we deserve answers. And they never want to get into this stuff, the neocons. And the Center for American Progress gives you the other side of the story and gives you concrete examples. And it's just a wonderful organization. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about this country's maintaining of these secret prisons, which is a story that the Washington Post broke yesterday. It was also in the New York Times. And there's another story out here about the U.S. has denied U.N. group access to detainees. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about marijuana, which we kind of touched on yesterday with the ballot initiative 100, which has gotten attention all over the country. And I understand Ed Schultz did a lot about it yesterday, and we're going to talk about it. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Nice to have you along here this morning. And it's just a beautiful morning out. A little bit of wind, but a beautiful fall morning along the Front Range, and having you here makes it even better.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. Partly cloudy and a high near 65. A little windy out there this morning, but nice morning. Good to have you along. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I want to say hello to Monique Lindholm of Westminster. Monique is this hour's $1,000 name. Cash just for being a loyal listener to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at am760.net. Monique Lindholm of Westminster. All right. I admit to the fact that I'm partisan. You're probably thinking, no kidding, Jay. No, but I am. I'm not saying all Republicans are bad. I'm just saying I disagree with them. But there's one thing I can't understand anybody going along with. And that is the violation of people's human rights. You know, we used to stand for something. We used to stand for human rights. And what we're doing is we're slowly but surely changing our standards and negating this. And this administration is responsible for this. Now, there's a story in the Seattle Times this morning. And we're going to be talking about the CIA prison thing coming up here. But I wanted to give this to you. This is from the Seattle Times. U.S. denies U.N. group access to detainees. Spurning a request by the U.N. Human Rights Investigators, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said Tuesday, the United States will now not allow them to meet with detainees at Guantanamo Prison for foreign terrorist suspects. Rumsfeld also told a Pentagon news conference that prisoners at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, were staging a hunger strike that began in early August as a successful ploy to attract media attention. The three U.N. investigators, including one who focuses on torture, said Monday they would turn down an invitation extended by the Pentagon Friday to visit Guantanamo unless they were permitted to interview the detainees. The invitation came nearly 4 years after the visits were first requested. This administration has dragged its feet on allowing the U.N. human rights investigators to have a look at what's going on at Guantanamo and interview the detainees. Now, Rumsfeld said that this U.S. government will not change its policy of giving such access to detainees only to the International Committee of the Red Cross, a neutral body that keeps its findings confidential. Why we won't let the U.N. in there is beyond me. You know, it's. I mean, what have we got to? What are we hiding here? What's going on at Guantanamo? And you know, I know that there are people in Guantanamo who are terrorists, who are guilty. But it doesn't make sense to engage in this kind of behavior. Because if any of our people are captured, you would want and you would hope that the enemy would treat them with the same rule of human rights that we would treat them. And it is killing our prestige around the world. Now, Rumsfeld said there's got to be a limit on how one does that. Rumsfeld said the U.S. government will not change its policy of giving such access to detainees only to the International Committee of the Red Cross, a neutral body who keeps findings confidential. So therefore, we don't have any idea what's going on in Guantanamo, and that's our taxpayer dollars, and that's our country, and our country's reputation at stake that is in the hands of these people. And it is beyond me. What kind of secretive security is going to be breached by letting human rights people in to see what the heck's going on there? And ICRC has been doing it for a great many years and has complete and total access ever since Guantanamo opened, according to Rumsfeld. But once again, they have to keep things secret. So if they see something that's out of line, they're not going to talk about it, and we're not going to know about it. And as I said before, it's being done with our tax dollars. Now, invitations went to Australia's Manfred Nowak, a special investigator on torture, Pakistan's Osama Jinghar, who focuses on religious freedom, and Algeria's Lila Zaghouri, who looks into arbitrary detention. Human rights activists have criticized the United States for the indefinite detention of roughly 505 detainees held at Guantanamo. Former prisoners have stated that they were tortured there, and the ICRC last year accused the U.S. military of using tactics tantamount to torture, and the military has denied the torture occurred. Now, who do you believe here? I mean, do you think the torture is going on there? And as we talked about the pandemic of the bird flu in the first hour, I'm to the point that I can't believe anything that this administration says. And that I don't know, you know, when Alberto Gonzalez says, well, we're not torturing, but what we're doing is legal. Well, is it? Why are they resisting the McCain bill? And this not only goes for this whole Guantanamo situation, but it also goes for these so-called secret prisons, which we'll get into here in a few minutes. The military said 27 detainees currently were engineering a hunger strike, including 24 receiving forced feedings. Detainees' lawyers estimate that about 200 are taking part. Asked about the motivation for the hunger strikes, Rumsfeld said, well, I suppose that what they're trying to do is capture press attention. Obviously, they've succeeded. Well, no kidding. Because it's the only redress of grievances that they have. I mean, this is, you know, this borders on fascism. And I don't think it's a standard that this country ought to be setting. And I understand that there are, once again, I understand that there are people there who are bad people, who are hell-bent on doing this country harm. But my God, if we don't stand for human rights, if we don't stand for fairness, what is it all about? What's it all about? And this administration's behavior is shameful. Not to mention the fact that it degrades us around the rest of the world, that it makes us look bad to the Arab street, which we are trying to win over, Muslims and mainstream Islam, and Arabs in the Middle East. And there's that old axiom, you know, that you torture somebody long enough, they'll tell you what you want to know. And I saw Jimmy Carter's got a brand new book out about vanishing American values, speaking out about this yesterday, last night on Hardball. And this is not the first show that he spoke out about this on. And, you know, Jimmy Carter, if for all of his failures when he was president, and the whole Iran situation with the hostages, at least he tried to make the United States stand for human rights. And the way we're conducting ourselves, you know, I don't think we qualify for that at all. I really don't. I mean, we're just, our values are changing, and our values are not changing for the better. And, you know, forget the homosexual marriage and all of these other hot-button issues. Let's talk about the way we treat human beings. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Christopher E. Anders. He's a senior legislative counsel in the American Civil Liberties Union, Washington Legislative Office. We'll talk about these secret CIA prisons and the UN situation. 7:30 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now from Aaron O'Neill.
Thanks, Jay, and we're already starting to loosen up in some areas, especially eastbound routes along the Boulder Turnpike, looking much better in between Federal and Pecos. And that 270 drive crossing Commerce City has also loosened up. We're still a little slow westbound I-76 from 88 down to the 270 merge. That's because of an earlier crash, a couple of trucks over to the right shoulder. This should just about be cleared off of the highways. Real busy drive for 225 this morning, north and southbound. Of course, you have the usual slowdown there between Parker Road and I-25, but awfully slow on those merges in between Colfax and Alameda, and wrapping up on a three-car wreck coming off that Santa Fe ramp, getting onto northbound I-25. Take a look at your Boulder for a forecast today. Partly sunny, definitely windy, up to 67 for a high. A little cooler tomorrow, up near 60 under sunny skies. Right now it's 62. I'm Aaron O'Neill at AM 760. Boulder.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill's Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
This Saturday, November 5th, Freedom Harley-Davidson is celebrating the one-year anniversary of their state-of-the-art service center. And you're invited to the party. Free food and beverages. Plus, bring your Harley and enter it in the bike show to compete for prizes. Freedom Harley-Davidson is Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. And right now, when you purchase any new 2006, receive a $500 gift card. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
August 18th, 2006. And this is on Holland America's five-star luxury liner, the MS Zuiderdam. And how much does it cost? Only $20.49 plus tax. $20.49 plus tax. You fly to Seattle. See Vancouver in the historic gas town before boarding the MS Zuiderdam. We'll cruise Alaska's pristine passage for 7 days, stopping at Juneau, Ketchikan, Skagway, taking in Glacier Bay. And after our cruise, we'll motor coach through the great Northwest, sample wine country in British Columbia, see Lake Coeur d'Alene, the Grand Coulee Dam, the Grand Tetons, plus Yellowstone, Old Faithful as well. I mean, all of this for $20.49. So call 1-800, because you don't want to miss out on this, 1-800-888-8204. And this includes air, hotels, cruise, onboard meals, and so much more. 1-800-888-8204. 14 days next August with Mary and myself to the Great Northwest and Alaska. It's the best deal going out there for $20.49. Call them at 1-800-888-8204 and join us.
7131.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Panic for you. 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today around 65, partly cloudy. And I believe the Washington Post broke this story that CIA operates the secret prisons. The U.S. won't confirm the use of Soviet-era compounds in Eastern Europe. Suspected terrorists in U.S. custody are being targeted humanely. Bush administration officials said Wednesday after a report that American agents are holding prisoners in a worldwide network of secret facilities. Well, they're being treated humanely. Why are these facilities secret? National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley, who would not comment on the accuracy of the Washington Post report that the top Al-Qaeda suspects were being held for questioning at Soviet-era compounds in Eastern Europe. But he said President Bush has demanded that U.S. agents treat prisoners in a way that is consistent with our values and principles. 27 of these prisoners, not necessarily at these secret prisons, but 27 of them have died in our custody so far. The Post cited U.S. officials and those of other governments familiar with the arrangement for this report. The network, the Post said, is a central element in the CIA's battle against terrorism, but its existence was known only to a handful of officials at home and abroad. If true, the arrangement suggests U.S. agents are engaged in activities that under U.S. law and U.S. territory and by U.S. personnel would be clearly illegal. And this comes, you know what this comes, who this comes from? This comes from former U.S. Representative Bob Barr, who was once a federal prosecutor and a very, very conservative Republican, I believe from Georgia, congressman, who oversaw the Clinton, was part of the Clinton investigation. All right, 303-713-7600. Here's the question in this segment. Does this trouble you? It troubles me. And do you just sit back and shake your head and just say to yourself, what is up with this administration? I mean, you know, how can we call for human rights? As I talked about that UN thing before we went into the traffic, if we call for human rights and we criticize other countries for human rights violations and for holding people without trial and for holding people in secret prisons, and then we turn around and we do it ourselves, that we're operating these compounds in Eastern Europe, does this trouble anybody or does it just trouble me? That I said when I was talking earlier about the UN situation, you know that our values are shifting in this country. And when Mary and I were watching the story last night, I mean, Mary said, does this make us any better than the people we're fighting? And I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm not saying that they're not bad people in these places. But how do you know who's bad and who isn't? And even if they are bad people, does it justify, you know, torture? And this administration keeps claiming that they're not torturing people, but former detainees say they are being tortured. to the point, you know, sometimes where I think I just need a vacation. You know, because there's nothing, I can't find anything that I can, like, you know, any place I can meet this administration in some kind of middle ground. I am definitely against holding people without a right to seek counsel, with you know, and this administration is fighting this McCain bill. And this is doing enormous damage to our reputation around the world. All right, let's go to Gordon in Denver. Gordon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
You know, it's just one more incident that where we get to see the indicators of, you know, the growing fascism in this country. You know, how many times do you have to, you know, walk like a duck and quack like a duck before we start calling things a duck? And, you know, the hiding of these prisoners because, you know, there's already a backlash with, like, Jose Padilla and other enemy combatants in this country where they're not getting any kind of rights. So now they're hiding them overseas so that they can't get any kind of backlash at all there. You know, thank God for Bob Barr, and I never thought I'd ever say that.
Yeah, really.
And, you know, and with that and with the, you know, the corporate handouts, with the erosion of the rights of workers and the erosion, I mean, it's just one step after another. If you could ever draw up a map, how to take, or the formula, how to take a country from a constitutional Jeffersonian democracy and turn, or republic, and turn them into a corporatist fascist state, I think the roadmap is the one we're on right now.
You know, I think it's so easy to get on the radio every single day and be negative and criticize this government. But every day something comes out and you just say to yourself, what are these people thinking?
You know, absolutely. And I'm starting to get to the point now where I'm afraid that we're not going to be able to come back as easily as we have moved, slipped into the quagmire we're in now. I hope that whatever candidate we can get up in, you know, in 08 can erase a quarter or half the damage that this present administration has. And, you know, at the point now with all the speculation, and, you know, you hate to drift into conspiracy theory land, but all the speculation on voting and all the speculation on just the controls that they have now on the media and stuff, you wonder that if we've actually moved beyond the point of no return and we've become something else other than what we were in 1999, you know.
I think we live in a very, very highly managed society. That's one thing I think. I think there is a lot of misinformation and a lot of these right-wing neocon talking points that then the media adopts and parrots back, and some of it's shameful. And just, you know, we used to stand for human rights. I mean, we could look at a country like Cuba, which I went to in 1996, by the way. We can point at a country like Cuba, North Korea, China. We can say, look, you know, what you do to your own citizens is unfair. And now look what we're turning around and look what we're doing.
Exactly. You know, and I wonder if we just throw people up in 06 or if we throw people up in 08 and we don't hold anybody's feet to the fire, is anything going to change? I mean, there's so much money flowing around now for the top echelon and for the corporations and for the people in the know and the military contractors. That, are we going to be able to wrench that money back away from them? Because they're certainly not going to give it up freely. And so I don't hear enough on our side, the Democratic side, saying, you know, we need to cut the spigot off. We need to turn the spigot off. We need to turn this contractual agreement between the government and the corporations that have isolated or ostracized us as the citizens away. We need to stop that. And I don't hear the Democrats saying that. Sometimes Dean talks a little bit about it, sometimes Kucinich, but other than that, most of the Democrats are talking about, you know, how am I going to keep the credit card companies in my state? Like, you know,
I agree, but you know, the only way to change that is to get involved. The only way to change that is to let them know how you feel. Gordon, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right. 7:43, 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. All right, we got Christopher Anders coming up next to talk about this whole thing, about what is a shameful disregard on the part of this country. Gee, I sound like Lou Dobbs, which is a shameful disregard on the part of this country, for human rights. Man,
it comes with all the trimmings. Plus, other turkey, ham, and prime rib dinners are available for your holiday feast. Albertsons, helping make your life easier for the holidays.
Daddy, what is a Supreme Court?
To a
5-year-old.
What does Category 5 mean?
Today's world can be hard to understand.
Something happening here.
What is ACI?
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
30 days, 3,000 miles, every car is emission inspected. They've got Carfax, which will tell you everything you need to know about the vehicle. And they got great people working out there. People like Marvin Al Shearer, what a great guy he is. Darla, Jay Ali, Colby in the Tower of Power, Fred Lebrato, all the folks out there working at Rockies are good folks. Now, you know what? You can check out Rocky's tremendous selection at RockiesAutos.com. Put an S on the end of auto. That's RockiesAutos.com. Plus, pre-qualify for a car loan right there on the Internet. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But you know what? If you show up close to 9, they'll take care of you. Rockies Autos, it's just a great place to buy a car. I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. And Mary and I have had nothing but great experiences at Rockies, and we recommend it to all our friends, and I'm recommending it.
Rated G general audiences. See it in Disney Digital 3D in select theaters, and keep the Collector 3D glasses. Starts tomorrow.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:49, it's 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, partly cloudy, high near 65. Let's go to the phone and talk to Christopher Anders. He's a senior legislative counsel in the American Civil Liberties Union, Washington Legislative Office. Christopher, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning.
And I got to tell you, I'm a proud card-carrying member of the ACLU.
Terrific, thank you.
All right, let's talk about these FBI, these CIA secret prisons and also people like Jose Padilla. What in the world is this administration up to?
That's a good question, and as it turns out, almost no one knows. Even in Congress, there are only four people that have been given access to any of the information that the Washington Post published yesterday about the secret detention facilities that the United States is running around the world, including one that apparently is being run in a former Soviet style prison in Eastern Europe. And these are people that have been held for up to 4 years with in underground cells, no access to attorneys, no charges being made against them, no possibility of proving their innocence, and no ability to get out.
That's just plain un-American.
That's really an understatement. This is a violation of every standard that the United States has ever stood for. And this has all been taking place since September 11th. This is almost 4 years to the day when these secret facilities are set up, and they're called within the federal government, they're called the ghost detainees. They're even the names of who are being held are kept secret from even members of Congress can't have access to find out who is being held as ghost detainees. And the question, though, is why? We have, there's a prison which should be shut down in Guantanamo Bay. These people were not sent to Guantanamo Bay. The federal government has prisons all over the United States where they could be sent. There are military prisons set up all over the United States and abroad where these people could be sent and where they would have at least some minimal access to attorneys, minimal access to the courts. But why have they been sent there? And they've only been sent here for one reason, which is so that the United States can engage in illegal activities against them, basically interrogation practices that go beyond what the law allows, and that those practices can be hidden from any oversight by the courts, any oversight by Congress.
Now, Alberto Gonzalez sits up there and talks about how it's totally legal, and the administration keeps insisting that there is no torturing going on.
Why, if there is no torture or abuse going on in these interrogation practices, why wouldn't they be held in Guantanamo Bay? Why wouldn't they be held in Fort Leavenworth in Kansas? Why wouldn't they be held in lots and lots of other places where the United States holds people? Where the names are available at least for the International Committee of the Red Cross, so that they can be inspected. There's no reason to be hiding detainees, to be putting people in countries where the administration told the Washington Post that they wouldn't even allow the Washington Post to identify what countries are having these prisons being run in their countries? So we know that that at least one of these prisons is in an Eastern European country, but don't even know which country it is.
How in the world do we? You know, I asked this question earlier because there's also a story out on the Associated Press and Reuters that the U.S. has denied the UN human rights, folks. The delegation to be able to go in and interview the prisoners at Guantanamo. How in the world do we stand for human rights? How are we going to point our fingers at other countries, most notably China, which we do from time to time, and also Cuba, which we constantly harp on, when we ourselves don't uphold these standards?
Yeah, one of the really important tests in this whole thing is it really isn't even how other countries view us. it's how we view ourselves. And the United States is so much better and ought to be so much better than the kinds of activities that that the government has been engaging in over the last 4 years. And the idea that we're holding anyone in underground cells with no access to the courts, no access to attorneys, no access to anyone in the outside world, we've made these people literally disappear, and then not even let members of Congress know where they are, or even let the members of Congress know. It was a surprise to most members of Congress, and I was lobbying congressional offices yesterday, and almost every office I went into, they were completely surprised by the Washington Post story yesterday. They had no idea themselves, and these are members of Congress, had no idea themselves that the United States was engaging in these activities.
Now, McCain, John McCain's got a bill out, but you know, the Cheney and the administration seems to be, you know, Stephen Hadley and these people are fighting this.
They're fighting it tooth and nail, and really, and this is about the fact that they have been running these kinds of activities for 4 years now, and they don't want to stop. And one of the things that and John McCain deserves an awful lot of credit from the entire country for his leadership and his courage to take on this issue, and he did it with people like John Warner, who's another conservative from Virginia. He did it with Lindsey Graham, who's a very conservative Republican from South Carolina, with the support of over 20 retired generals and admirals, including the former Judge Advocate General of the Navy, Admiral Hudson, with the support of Colin Powell, with the support of the Catholic Conference, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And all of these people have coalesced around this idea that this activity has to stop. And that's what the McCain Amendment is about. The McCain Amendment is about the United States will not engage in cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment, period. Now, that was the law of the land until the White House started monkeying around with the definitions of what is torture and what can the United States engage in and can't engage in. That was always the law of the land. The McCain Amendment is about restoring the rule of law and saying this will stop. And once the McCain Amendment passes, if that gets enacted into law, there's no reason at that point for the CIA to be holding people anywhere like they've been doing with ghost detainees, because it will be then clearly prohibited from engaging in any of these illegal abuses.
7:56 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Christopher Anders is a senior legislative counsel in the American Civil Liberties Union at its Washington legislative offices. All right, is there anything that the ACLU legally or other human rights groups here in the United States can legally do about this?
There's actually something that your listeners can do, this is something that all of your listeners can do today. The Senate voted 90-9 2 weeks ago. And there were only nine senators, including Senator Allard, unfortunately, who voted against the McCain Amendment. It's going to come up for a vote on the House side in the House of Representatives as early as today. It'll come up as a motion to instruct the conferees to accept the McCain Amendment as part of a Defense Department bill. It would be terrific if everyone of your listeners, if you care about this issue, if you care about the rule of law, pick up the phone, call your House member, your congressional office, and ask them to vote to support the McCain Amendment without any exceptions.
All right.
And there's a switchboard number, which is 202-225-3121, and that's the best action anyone can take right now.
All right, Christopher Anders, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it this morning.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, and we urge everybody to support the ACLU. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about marijuana, which I couldn't get a discussion about this going yesterday. I know Ed Schultz did a whole thing about it yesterday afternoon. And I want to talk about Denver's passage of 100 and your views about the legalization of marijuana.
Fees may vary. Internet guarantee. speed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL packages maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Former Vice Presidential aide Louis Libby, the only person charged so far in the CIA leak investigation, faces his first day in court 30 minutes from now. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
The Libby arraignment and the expected not guilty plea will set the stage for a trial that could see a parade of administration officials, including Vice President Cheney, called to the witness stand. The two men who replaced Libby, new Chief of Staff David Addington and National Security Advisor John Hanna, are Cheney office veterans, and they too could be called to testify when their former colleague Louis Libby faces trial on charges that he lied and obstructed justice in the leak investigation. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
What are Americans saying about the Libby case? Here's one point counterpoint from Spokane.
If they can out a covert CIA agent and put her life and God knows how many other people's lives in jeopardy for a lie, that is important to the American people.
We have more important things to address in this nation.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq claims it shot down the chopper that crashed yesterday near Ramadi, killing two American Marines. Major General Rick Lynch says that may or may not have been the case.
The event is under investigation. People on the ground believe they saw a munition fired at the helicopter and saw the helicopter break in pieces in midair and then crash.
Thousands of high school youngsters cut class yesterday to join anti-war rallies in half a dozen cities around the country. A Twin Cities teenager says she hopes America learns something about her generation.
There's so many stereotypes about our generation that we just listen to our iPods and play Xbox all the time. I think it's amazing that people come here and just show that that's not all we do. That's not what we're for. We have opinions, you know.
French police had their hands full again last night with riots outside Paris. CBS's Elaine Cobb has that.
Shots were fired at police and fire crews as youths went on the rampage in Paris's northern suburbs for a seventh straight night. More than 170 cars were torched as the heavy presence of armed riot police did little to deter the rioting. Frustration with perceived racism and poor job prospects have brought gangs onto the streets in several poor neighborhoods. In some areas, as many as half of all young men are unemployed.
The company that makes electronic stun guns for law enforcement personnel is coming out with a new consumer model. Taser CEO Rick Smith says it's for people who feel they need some protection but don't want to carry a real gun.
Most self-defense weapons have meant you've had to hurt or kill somebody else to defend yourself. And with Taser, we provide a very powerful self-defense capability, but one where you can use it knowing that you're not going to kill someone else.
For $1,000, the buyer gets the gun, a DVD, and a certificate for lessons on how to use the stun gun. In Washington, the Labor Department says the number of hurricane-related job losses climbed by 19,000 last week to 521,000 overall. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 50 points. NASDAQ's up 17 and a half. This is CBS News.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
And here they are all the way from Liverpool.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services Member, NASD and SIPC.
You've heard it's all about the O. Well, what does that mean? It means you have one place to go for a luxurious lifestyle. Overstock.com offers the web's best deals on designer fashions, books, music, sporting goods, bedding, assisted living products, all up to 70% off, plus affordable vacation packages and an auction department with hard-to-find one-of-a-kind items. Live operators 24/7, and it's $2.95 shipping on every order. Simple, safe, and easy. Overstock.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Right now we're in the height of that drive heading into work or school this morning, and we are starting to see a touch of slowing westbound Highway 36 now in between 104th and the Broomfield exit. Eastbound, though, has really opened up from Federal down towards Pecos. That's not looking too bad. Very heavy on the north end of town, southbound I-25, just after 120th all the way down to the turnpike. It's an awful slow roll. You'll find that right lane on northbound I-25 slowing from 112th getting up towards 120th Avenue. That construction up above on the bridge is what's backing that traffic up on the highway. And a crash now, northbound I-25, right at the 225 merge. You will find the right lane blocked there and backups to Bellevue, It carries on up past the scene of the crash up towards the Yale exit. Boulder forecast today, partly sunny, very windy, up to 67.
Boards, boots, clothing, and more at Colorado Ski and Golf's biggest preseason sale. That's this weekend at the Snow Sports Expo at the Convention Center downtown.
It's the ultimate guys weekend. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, for the third annual Stevenson Automotive Gears, Games, and Gadgets. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. Stop by the AM 760 booth.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Morning, the American Equity Mortgage Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Bloomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
This Saturday, November 5th, Freedom Harley-Davidson is celebrating the one-year anniversary of their state-of-the-art service center. And you're invited to the party. Free food and beverages. Plus, bring your Harley and enter it in the bike show to compete for prizes. Freedom Harley-Davidson is Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. And right now, when you purchase any new 2006, receive a $500 gift card. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Hey, Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Is that drug music I hear? Hartley Claudia Heiner, 65, J. Marvin with you, 303-713-7600. All right, I tried to initiate this conversation yesterday, but people were so thrilled. Oh, Lewis Schooner Libby is walking through the front door of the courtroom right now in Washington, D.C., and in Lewis, Scooter Libby goes, and undoubtedly you'll see this tonight If you watch any of the Talking Head shows or if you see any of the newscasts, Libby in court. This is only an arraignment. What did I do with that sheet of paper? I thought I had it. Anyway, it's a CBS News poll. Here it is. CBS News poll. Bush's approval rating is now down to 35%. Now down to 35%. Bush's low job approval is far below that of some of his two-term predecessors at this point in their second terms. In November of 1985, President Reagan had a 65% approval rating, and Bill Clinton's job approval in November 1997 was 57%. Bush's rating is higher than Richard Nixon's was at the same point in his administration. But not by much. Okay, Nixon's approval rating, 27%. His disapproval rating, 63%. Bush's approval rating, 35%. Disapproval, 57%. There's also a story out circulating that Bolton's chief of staff gave information on the outed agent to Libby. That John Bolton's former undersecretary of state for arms control and international security affairs, who is now U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, was contacted by I. Lewis Scooter Libby in late May 2003 to find out who sent Ambassador Joseph Wilson on a fact-finding mission to Niger. Lawyers involved in the CIA outing investigation have said this over the weekend. Wilson was sent to Niger to ascertain whether Iraq had sought to purchase uranium from the African country. The attorneys, along with intelligence officials, have provided the website Raw Story with additional insight into the unnamed identities of key players referred to in the five-count indictment against Libby, who resigned last Friday as Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff. Specifically, they related to what two key prosecution witnesses now cooperating with the probe told Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald about the events that led to Libby learning about Wilson's mission and Valerie Plame Wilson's identity. Plame Wilson, the wife of former Ambassador Joe Wilson, was outed as a CIA agent on weapons of mass destruction issues after Wilson began criticizing the Bush administration's Iraqi intelligence. So Bolton's mixed up in this whole thing, too. Figures, doesn't it? All right, let's get to this thing about marijuana. I tried yesterday to get people to talk about this, to get you to talk about it, but we were so joyous yesterday over C, and we were so joyous yesterday over the Senate. Oh, here's Libby. Libby is hobbling into court on crutches. I love that. What's wrong with his foot? Good sympathy move, right, to get in front of the judge and come in on crutches? Anyway, I tried to get people to talk about this yesterday, and I don't mean to sit here and be distracted, but there's an article today in the Denver Post. Police likely to ignore pot vote. Officials say most marijuana arrests are made under state law, not existing ordinances, so cops will arrest users just as they did before Initiative 100 was approved. And I'm quoting here from the Post. As Denver officials react to Tuesday's vote to legalize possession of small amounts of marijuana, they can look to two West Coast cities where similar initiatives won approval. One was voters in Oakland, California, and Seattle told police to make possessions of small amounts of marijuana the lowest priority, but each city responded differently. In Seattle, the number of people prosecuted for the pot possession has plummeted since voters approved the initiative in September 2003. In 2003, Seattle prosecuted 178 people for possession of marijuana. In 2004, it was down to 59. All right, well, Denver officials say the outcome will be more like that in Oakland, where police are ignoring a pro-marijuana measure voters approved last year. Oakland police continue to arrest people who use marijuana. So, really, what did Amendment 100, what did Proposition 100, or Initiative 100, I guess is the right word, initiative, what did Initiative 100 accomplish yesterday? If basically the police are going to honor state law, and they're still going to bust people for pot. And I talked to one caller yesterday about this, about, you know, the difference between having a couple of joints and, you know, driving around in your car with like 5 pounds of marijuana. Now, I used marijuana when I was a kid. I'm sure a lot of us did. Some of you may be using it now. There's been a war against marijuana for years. What, 40 years? Even longer than that. Really? How much money have we spent on this? I mean, is it worth it? Is it worth going out and prosecuting people for marijuana use? Is that a good use of city and state resources? Or is it time to say marijuana is no worse than alcohol? That at some point you got to have individual responsibility. And that it's true, people can abuse marijuana, but people also abuse alcohol, and yet alcohol is legal. So is it basically time to do something about this? Is it basically time to say, okay, you know what? We have spent enough money. The person who is the casual user, the person who has small amounts of marijuana, should not be treated as a criminal. We should not waste law enforcement resources to go after that person. And instead, we should concentrate on people who are dealing in bigger crimes and dealing with more harmful drugs such as ecstasy, methamphetamines, crack, cocaine. And maybe we should put every bit of our enforcement there. And maybe it's time to talk about not only decriminalizing marijuana, but maybe it's time to talk about legalizing it. Maybe it's time to do that as well. Maybe it's time we got into all of this and had a realistic view. Because you know what? If it's illegal, is that going to stop people from smoking it? I don't think so. And then you got to ask yourself, you know what? Why are cigarettes and alcohol legal and marijuana isn't? Now, let's look at cigarettes and tobacco. Cigarettes kill people. And I remember when I always refer back to this because this person used to make the most absurd arguments known to mankind. When I was paired up with this neocon host, she used to insist to me that, you know what, cigarettes do not kill people. And that secondhand smoke does people no damage. And she would cite, tobacco lobby statistics on cigarettes, which were far from independent. But you know what? Cigarettes are not illegal. And yet we know that they kill. Alcohol is not illegal, and yet how many people die in auto accidents every year from the misuse of alcohol? How many people drink themselves to death, and who pays for the medical bills? And what is the impact of alcohol abuse upon this society's medical bills? And health insurance and health care. Yeah, can anybody call up here at 303-713-7600 and name me anybody who's ever died of marijuana use? I don't know of any place I've lived, I don't know of anybody that's ever died of marijuana use. I know people who can take it to the extreme. I admitted that to a caller yesterday. But there are people who can take lots of things to an extreme, including alcohol, including cigarettes. All of us have something in our lives that we find hard to control. You know, for me, it's a struggle to lose weight. But I have to take personal responsibility for that. So I struggle with it. But what are they going to do? Are they going to outlaw overweight people and outlaw food? All right, 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. Let's talk about Initiative 100 and about the legalization of marijuana. Is it time to make that move? 303-713-7600, 816, 16 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
800-800-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan,
Dunright Kitchens,
Lasting Impressions,
Bill Sports Collectibles,
and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center.
To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today.
Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
This Saturday, November 5th, Freedom Harley-Davidson is celebrating the one-year anniversary of their state-of-the-art service center. And you're invited to the party. Free food and beverages. Plus, bring your Harley and enter it in the bike show to compete for prizes. Freedom Harley-Davidson is Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. And right now, when you purchase any new 2006, receive a $500 gift card. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
60. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
19 minutes after 8 a.m. 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk, partly cloudy. High near 65. Ideal morning. Windy out there, though. But having you here makes it even better. Let me take care of some business here before we go to the phones on marijuana. Congratulations to Michelle McManus and Joyce Fisher. They are winners of Al Franken VIP tickets, and each winner receives a four-pack. So go to am760.net to sign up. All right, and the other thing is tomorrow, open phones tomorrow, but also double duty for me. I'll be sitting in for Ed Schultz and see if I can wreck his show between 1 and 4 tomorrow. They keep asking me back. I don't have any idea. And then I've also found out that I'm going to do the Jerry Springer show the week of November the 28th. And also, I think, the week of December the 19th, which in itself is kind of a weird deal because then we do like an hour of local, and then we go to national at 7 o'clock. All right, we're talking about marijuana here. It is a time to legalize it, and what did Initiative 100 really accomplish since they're going to abide by state law? Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Great topic, and your lead-in about how much are we spending on marijuana enforcement is right on target. There was a report by economist Jeffrey Myron, and you can Google it, Cost of Marijuana Prohibition. And basically, Colorado spends $64 million in enforcement cost, and we forego $17 million that we could, you know, basically a tax revenue from taxing it like we have alcohol. So it's a total of $81 million for the entire state. So I don't know how much of that would be particular just for Denver, but, you know, several millions of dollars. And, you know, you said, well, the city cops are still going to arrest people under the state law. One of the things that the city can do is say, we don't want our city cops to, we're not going to give them any money to do marijuana enforcement. Basically defund those enforcement efforts and say, we want public safety dollars to be spent elsewhere, you know, looking after drunk drivers or child molesters or terrorists or whatever, but we do not want the priority to be against marijuana enforcement. And so that's one of the things they could do.
You know, I've never... I used to be against the legalization of it, okay? But one day I sat down and thought to... I was thinking about it. I know it shocks a lot of people that I think. I've never really heard one good reason for it to be illegal. I mean, really, I never really have. Since I don't think it's a gateway drug, as some people allege, I think alcohol is a gateway drug. I think beer is a gateway drug.
Well, you're absolutely right. If you look at the, you know, Institute of Medicine report that was came out by the drug czar, Jeffrey McCaffrey, and he wanted to put a lid on all this medical marijuana initiatives. And this is another one they can Google, marijuana and medicine assessing the science base. And it definitely tells you that marijuana is not a gateway drug. And if there is anything that would indicate when our kids are going to be using hard drugs, it would be an indicator would be the underage use of alcohol and tobacco. The only gateway part of marijuana and other drugs is it is an illegal substance currently in many places, and so you're going to have to purchase it from somebody who would rather you sell you that and then sell you something else more profitable to the marketer. And you know, this is one, you know, this initiative, you know, maybe we can take one more product out of the hands of our street gangs. I mean, the street gangs get money from selling drugs.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
let's take part of their inventory away from them.
You know, exactly. You know what that is? That's kind of like akin to this. And I'm going to have Luis Urrea on Ed Schultz show tomorrow to talk about this, about immigration. You know, if we engage in the Kennedy-McCain bill, and we funneled people from illegal immigration into legal immigration, gave them the means in which to earn citizenship, learn English, and become part of this society, and did it in a reasonable way, upholding laws and punishing those employers who hire illegal aliens and exploit them, we would cut down on the trafficking in human bodies along the border. And what you're bringing out is the same thing with marijuana. If we took it and legalized it, we would take it out of the hands of gangs and other nefarious people who may deal in harder drugs and are making money off of this, because right now it's an underground type of thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's two industries that do not want to see marijuana legalized, and that's your alcohol and liquor industry and the pharmaceutical industry. If people had access to, you know, legal marijuana that they could either grow their own or actually buy it in a store like a state store or a liquor outlet type of thing, the over-counter pain medicines, your sedatives, Percodin, Valium, Demerol, you know, pain relievers, you know, the pharmaceutical industry does not want to see these marijuana initiatives to succeed, because they're going to lose billions of dollars in their high dollar products.
You got it, Bob. Thank you, man. Great call.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Travis in Denver. Travis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I just want to say you do a great job, man. You do really beacon of light up. Beacon of light.
Well, thanks. You're very kind.
I mean, I'm very sincere on that. It's not a, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, Bob pretty much brought up all the good points about legalization. I think your talk in the afternoon, who does the afternoon radio show?
Ed Schultz.
I was listening in the other day, and he brought up a point where, you know, he sounded like he was against it just because he was concerned about what would happen. There's been no studies or, would people be driving around recklessly? And I guess, it's regulated, and as a fact, as people, the cop will give you a DWI or people like that,
Well, first of all, I find two things going on here. Number one, just because it would be legal doesn't mean everybody would go out and smoke it. You can go and buy alcohol, and not everybody drinks,
Exactly.
Or if they do, they might have one beer at home or a couple of beers while watching a Sunday football game, maybe. And there are drunk drivers, but if they get caught, then they get punished. And if the punishment isn't good enough, then we ought to stiffen up the laws. But to assume that because marijuana would be illegal tomorrow, everybody be running around in the streets, smoking dope, listening to rock and roll, and getting naked is a way overreach.
It is, and I think Bob, a previous caller, brought up the Bitcoin, and I think it really is. There's no really opposition. I see on any party for the legalization. I have my friends. I know a couple of friends that do it, and they don't drink, and some of them are conservative, and I don't really see any party opposition. It's not like a real key point for any one of the parties. I really think it's just the pharmaceutical companies and the alcohol lobbyists that just don't want to see it legalized.
I can see where the pharmaceutical companies would be threatened. I don't know about the alcohol companies though, because marijuana would be legalized, that would cut down on people drinking or having casual drinks. I don't think so.
I really do. I have friends who used to drink throughout college, and it's hard on the body. I experienced it in my heyday, but I had to cut down drinking too. It's just really hard on your body, and I have my friends, they still smoke, and it's a lot less, it stays in your system for longer, but it's a lot less, recovery time, and you're not gone the next day, or, sitting around the next day hungover. I really just think it is, and I think the alcohol companies would lose a lot of money, I think.
Yeah, I think so. You know what? I don't know if that's true or not, though. Hey, Travis, thank you, man. I got to run. Thank you for the call.
No, thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
All right. I don't know if the alcohol companies would lose a lot of money. I'll tell you something else, too, which we never discuss on this show, and I never hear discussed. You know what? I think drug testing is a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. I'm not in favor of that either. Now, I have worked places where they do drug test. But to me, that's, it's a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. To be secure in your person and places and things. I really believe that. And I guess you can make the argument that, private industry has a right, it's not the public place, and, if you got something to hide, don't. But it's still, I've always, selective drug enforcement, drug testing also has always bothered me for people who are, on the job. Okay, I could see if you make it a part of employment. Then people willingly go into it, and they willingly go, okay, I fill out the application to get the job, and I drug test, and that's okay. But random singling out of people on the job and drug testing them, to me, is abusive and can lead to all kinds of abuse. All right, we're talking about the legalization of marijuana and Initiative 100, and is it time that we really just let marijuana be legal? 303-713-7600, two lines open. It's 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Aaron O'Neill.
And it looks like the drive about town really starting to wind down. We're still stuck with the slow traffic northbound I-25. After clearing off that accident at the 225, it's getting much better from Bellevue. As you head on up, but still a little bit heavy on that drive between the Tech Center and downtown. Same on the southbound side through T-Rex, of course, awfully slow in between Alameda and Hamden. We're looking at a lot of bunching up in the north end of town. Part of it's because of a fresh accident, southbound I-25 at 104th Avenue. Those vehicles are over on the left shoulder, but drawing enough looks, that's pushing traffic back up to 120th. And because of that construction activity on the 120th Avenue Bridge, that's for a slow accident. Northbound I-25, that right lane slows down from 112, making your way on up towards 120th Avenue. Boulder forecast today, we're dealing with the winds. It's partly sunny skies, up to 67.
In Supers, it's the most convenient way to protect yourself against the flu bug. Stop by your King Supers today and get all the details.
Picking more time. Northwest Parkway, your quickest route to the airport shopping, Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. Get info at nwpky.org.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, yeah. A little Bradford Marcellus with Widespread Panic. Widespread Panic in town tonight. I believe they're going to be here for three shows. 8:34, 26 minutes away from 9 o'clock. I can't go to any of them because of the time in the morning I have to get up. So I'll have to miss the activities. All right, we're talking about the legalization of marijuana here and about Initiative 100. It's the Pop Parade. 303-713-7600. By the way, Lewis Libby, Scooter Libby, indicted. He shows up in court this morning. You'll see the pictures tonight if you watch the Talking Head shows. And it's going to be very interesting to see what he does. Now, we got open phones coming up at 9, but also coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to somebody who's going to talk about busting the Bush administration for fraud in the Iraqi war. So that would be pretty interesting with Lewis Scooter Libby being arraigned today. And also, don't forget, tomorrow we'll have open phones in the morning, and then tomorrow afternoon I do the Ed Schultz Show. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about pot. Let's go to Nick in Longmont. Nick, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Good conversation with Bob there. He really covered a lot of very important topics that I feel most people are unwilling to just open their eyes and admit the truth about. Another thing that we tend to ignore is the cost to society and family and death from alcohol and tobacco, and the health care costs from these two entertainment drugs, as I guess you would call them, if you want to put them in the same family as marijuana. You know, how many people do you actually see that die or cause injury or death to other families from marijuana or ecstasy, as that matters?
Well, ecstasy, there's death. I mean, ecstasy could be smoking pot and smoke too much of it and get into an auto accident. But, I'm sure the police could give us statistics. I'm sure they could tell us about this. But, I in all the years I've been doing this and discussing this topic, I've never had one, and I guess maybe somebody will prove me wrong and they'll call up and contradict me, and that's fine, but I've never had one person ever call me and ever admit to me that they ever got into an auto accident after smoking marijuana.
Exactly. That's my, and or being, these people, they want to promote alcohol. You can see it on TV, tobacco on TV. Tobacco is not going to cause accidents. But the alcohol is so prevalent, but they're not willing to compare the damages that marijuana costs versus alcohol. Alcohol is huge, but it's an industry. It's both an industry on the sales side and on the repair side of our society.
Yeah, I just don't understand how it can be acceptable, and marijuana can't. And furthermore, I don't understand how cigarettes can be legal.
It's all about money. You know,
because we know that cigarettes, we know that it kills you.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how anybody smokes.
It's peer pressure is where it starts. I have never smoked in my life, but I don't understand the psychology behind it either. I know it's horrible and the most addictive thing you have to get over from the people I've talked to. But again, I think if you just follow the money, it feeds the government, feeds the industries, it's perfectly acceptable as long as someone can make a ton of money on it. And with marijuana, the people that are dealing in it aren't going to be making the money that they're used to making, and so it's not in vogue anymore. Not in vogue to jail people for it.
Well, you'd also, if you legalized it, as Bob pointed out, and as other callers have pointed out, you'd cut out the crime element. Nick, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a good one.
All right. Got a line open at 303-713-7600. 303-713-POT. Let's go to Shauna in Denver. Shauna, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Shauna.
Nice to talk with you.
Nice to have you on.
I have to weigh in on this. I'm definitely in favor of legalizing marijuana. I personally am not a pot smoker, but it doesn't do anything for me, but I have a lot of acquaintances who are, and they're professionals, and they have a joint at the end of the day, just like you and I would have a glass of wine. And I think that you can't equate marijuana with the harder drugs, because you can't go at the end of the day and have a hit of crystal meth every day and be okay. People have to understand that like you've been saying, marijuana not any worse or maybe better than alcohol.
Well, you know, you talk about those harder drugs like crystal, but boy, people who do methamphetamines and people who do the crystal meth are like, ugh. You know,
yeah.
They stay up all night. Their teeth are rotten out.
So the people who equate those kind of drugs with marijuana, I just think, well, what are you thinking? I mean, people who do crystal meth might have started with marijuana, but they were going to move on to something harder anyway if they have that kind of personality. So I think that there's a lot of people who use marijuana, and that's as far as it goes. I don't know if it's a...
I think it's
a gateway drug.
I once had a weird discussion on the radio. I once tried this on the radio. I used to be a lot more daring on the air than I am now. And there's nothing worse than a cranker. But I used to be really... I worked at this big radio station, which had this huge signal. And I was on at night, too, late at night, okay? One night I get on and I say, all right, I'm curious about this. If there's anybody who shoots heroin, smack, or
yeah.
does anything harder drugs, marijuana is disqualified, call me now, right?
Uh-huh.
I figure I'm not going to get one call.
Right.
Well, I got about four or five calls. And some of these people told me that they did not start with marijuana, that they started by drinking. That they had beers when they were kids.
Huh. Yeah, so that argument kind of falls on its face, the whole gateway drug thing. And
well, at least it did with these people, and some of them had considerable heroin habits.
Yeah. Oh, that stuff's just nasty. I mean, it's totally different. I mean, those people become incapacitated. They don't have functional lives, and there's a lot of pot smokers... who that's all they do, that they're very functional individuals and they contribute to society, you know. But the other thing that I wanted to weigh in on was the whole police, the Denver Post article you mentioned where the cops said they probably were going to prosecute despite the initiative.
Right.
And I think, I gotta believe that that's not true. In fact, I mean, I'm not a cop, but my husband used to be a cop, and I have two friends who are Denver cops, and from my conversations with them, I got to believe that they're relieved that they no longer have to waste their time with people who are carrying a joint. Because I think already a lot of them, any of them who've been around at all, understand that there's bigger fish to fry out there, and they could be spending their time on those people rather than, you know, Joe Schmo, executive who's got a joint on him. And so I'd like to believe that that's not true. And I think probably already cops let go people with small amounts of marijuana on them. So I don't know if that's just like the party line they're given so that people don't go run out and buy a bunch of pot. I'm not sure what they're afraid of there, but I got to believe that's not true.
I'd love to talk to a cop about that. I'd love to ask how many police officers catch somebody, say, at a traffic stop or whatever, and they've got a little marijuana on them, so they just take the bag or the baggie or the joints or whatever and just throw them out.
Well, and I had a conversation with somebody the other day whose friend wanted to get away from her family, so she got in the car and drove around the corner and was smoking a joint in her car. And the cop comes up and says, you know, ma'am, I saw you light up. He said, you know, you really just can't drive when you do this. And so he goes, you got to give that to me. And he didn't prosecute her. He just took it away. And she's like, I was just trying to get away from my kids. And he said, I totally understand. But, you know, you just can't drive when you're doing that. So it was kind of comical. But, you know, I think any cop who's been around, especially in Denver where they've got serious crime going on and violent criminals, you know, they don't want to waste their time.
Yeah.
You know what? Wife is smoking a joint.
I bet you're probably right. Shauna, thank you. Great call.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks, Jay. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I bet you that's probably true. Don't you think the cops, like, probably don't want to go after people for two or three joints? I wonder how many police are, like, groaning and saying, you know, I really don't want to do this. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about this Initiative 100, I want you to talk about it, and about the place of marijuana in our society. 303-713-7600, 843 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 17 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. And we'll take more of your calls coming up. Then at 9 o'clock...
Morning. The American Equity Market Spouse Dog here. Chasing a great interest rate is like chasing your tail. Fun, but in the end you're tired and you look a little foolish. Here's everything you need to know.
Fixed rate of 5.25 at American Equity Mortgage. Call 303-290-1000. 5.25 fixed rate could be here today, gone tomorrow. Call 303-290-1000. APR 5.691. Rate subject to change. A Tom Martino referral member.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
This Saturday, November 5th, Freedom Harley-Davidson is celebrating the one-year anniversary of their state-of-the-art service center. And you're invited to the party. Free food and beverages. Plus, bring your Harley and enter it in the bike show to compete for prizes. Freedom Harley-Davidson is Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. And right now, when you purchase any new 2006, receive a $500 gift card. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343. Today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
To blame Democrats for not being accountable, for not being ethical. Did the Democrats expose a CIA agent, or were they the only ones who thought...
You want a truck? They got trucks. I mean, whatever it is. SUVs? They got SUVs. And they, you know, it's something that you want that'll make you happy. They're just not interested in just selling you any car. And why are they like that? Because they get so many repeat customers, and that's how they keep the business going. I mean, they want you to be happy so that you'll not only go out and tell other people, but you know what? You'll come back yourself time and time again. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Auto has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're not some big faceless corporation. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Yes, they will show you Carfax, which tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle. Yes, every automobile is emission inspected and has all of that stuff done. And there are great people working out there. So go see my buddy Marvin Alshear, who will take definite care of you. And you tell him that I sent you, and Darla and Jay Ali and Gerard and Freddie and all the people working out there, Colby and the Tower of Power. They're all great guys. And they're all, and women, and they're all out there ready to help you.
Virtual officing, call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Partly cloudy, high near 65. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Don't forget tomorrow, open phones. And then I'll be filling in for Ed Schultz in the afternoon between 1 and 4. Let's hope I don't drive that thing into the ground. You know, and I've said this morning after morning, they keep asking me back. So I must not be doing that bad of a job yet. Okay, we're talking about marijuana here in the Initiative 100 and the basic legalization of pot. You know, there are some people out there who believe in the legalization of harder drugs, too. There are people out there with I guess you would call it a libertarian viewpoint, in which they believe that all drugs should be legalized. I'm not saying that, because I definitely think that harder drugs should definitely be illegal. However, you know, having said that, I think there should be more emphasis on treatment rather than incarceration. Because you take somebody who's been busted, I mean, you throw them in jail, does that do anything to curb the thing that is inside of them that causes the abuse? And I'm not a drug counselor, but I'm just making a guess here on this. Let's go to Keith and Greeley. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, the one thing I haven't heard anybody say is, okay, if they make it legal to have marijuana in Denver, where are they going to get it?
I think that's, you know, a good point. I mean, either you grow it, which would then make it, you would be in violation of the law.
Exactly.
Or the other side of it is the point that was made earlier, and I think was made quite well, is that if you legalized it, you would take it out of the hands of nefarious elements who are therefore profiting from it, and you're, you know, as a byproduct, contributing to that.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's still illegal to grow it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you'd have to relax all of those laws. I mean, you know, as I give the example about illegal immigration, I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow afternoon. Right now, the way things stand, here are the people that are making money off illegal immigration. The unscrupulous employers who hire illegal immigrants because they know they can pay them less and abuse them, and there's not a damn thing that those immigrants can do about it, those illegal immigrants. And
right.
The people who traffic in these people, who bring them over the border, these coyotes, as they're called.
Right.
And that's organized crime. Now, if you change the situation where you took the illegals and funneled them into a legal program, such as the Kennedy-McCain bill talks about, and allow them to earn, not give it to them, but allow them to earn citizenship, where they got to learn English, and you know, they got to spend you know, a certain amount of time in this country, say 7 years, then at least you're going to take some, if not all, of the profit out of people acting illegally. And the thing is, that goes right along with marijuana. Because who's selling this stuff? Well, you know, organized crime, basically, in some degree or another, is doing it. And it's coming from somewhere, and people are smuggling it in. And, you know, that's criminal behavior.
Right.
So you're creating a bigger problem than needs to be created.
So the way that I see it, even if they do legalize it in Denver, now they're going to have to relax laws and make it legal to grow it and make it. And you're going to open up a big can of worms when you start doing that, if you ask me.
Well, first of all, the state law still applies. But second
right.
of all, I'm interested. Why would that open a can of worms?
Well, now, if it's, well, I guess, I don't know, maybe for other states, if Colorado is the only one that you can legally grow it in and legally have it in, and all of a sudden now what's Kansas and Nebraska and Wyoming and all these other states can do, because they're going to have a flood of this stuff coming in now.
Well, no, but if you adjusted the law so that it ran on personal use, and you could only possess enough for personal use, not for mass sale, which would cut down on the quantities that you'd be allowed to have, you wouldn't have that problem.
Right.
In other words, that's the same thing as you know, you can't. I mean, it's unwise to drive around in your car, you know, with 25 bottles of whiskey open. I mean,
right.
If you just make
it harder for the other states around to regulate it if they don't open it up too.
Well, that's a risk you're going to have to take. But what goes on in Montana, what goes on in Nebraska, what's happening in South Dakota, what's going on there, I mean, you can't run your state and live your life so that, you know, catering to them, if you did that, you'd never get anything done because you'd have to revolve everything around it. But if you cut down on it, on the if you the amount that's available to have, and you legalize it, so you took it out of the hands of crime, there'd be no can of worms opened at all because you wouldn't have enough to sell to anybody.
Yeah. And see, the other thing I got is, what if they, how are they going to, like, say you get pulled over and an officer assumes that you're under the influence of marijuana. Marijuana stays in your system a lot longer than alcohol does. So, I mean, if you smoked it 3 weeks ago, all you'd have to do is assume that you are, and now you're in trouble again.
Yeah, but you're not loaded 3 weeks later. It may stay in your system, and they may be able to test for it better. But trust me, you don't stay loaded for 3 weeks.
Well,
you
no,
don't stay loaded for 2 weeks, and it doesn't have any side effects that come back and haunt you 2 months later.
Right, but say you upset a cop, and he's like, "Oh, I'm going to test you for marijuana."
Well, let him go ahead and test it. You let him go ahead and test you if he's got probable. Yeah, but wait a minute. There's laws to protect against that. He has to have probable. They have to have probable cause. You know, you got to, this whole idea, people run around with this fantasy that the police can just pull you over for no reason at all. They have to have probable cause.
Right.
Yeah, that's even when it comes to drunk driving. You have to be, driving in an erratic manner by touching both sides of the line at least 3 times. And then they can pull you over.
Yeah, but they pull people over for no license plate light and test them, and boom,
you shouldn't be driving around with no license plate light. I mean, you got to take responsibility in life.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know that goes whether you have
drink
smoked
or not.
You smoked a joint or drank or not. I mean, if you don't take responsibility for yourself and you get pulled over, you have nobody to blame but yourself.
Right. All I'm saying is that how would they have an immediate test for it? There wouldn't be hardly. I don't know how they would have an immediate.
Well, they're going to have to come. They're going to have to come up with one. But I think one of the things is they would have to see if you were visually impaired, if your reaction time was bad. I don't know if an astagmus test would work. I think that's what they call it. I don't know if it would work on marijuana use or not. I know it works on alcohol. And I guess simply they could get out. If they suspected you were loaded, they could make you get out of the car and walk the line. And if you stumbled and couldn't do it, then they would they could charge you for being under the influence.
Yep.
So, I mean, all of these bases are basically covered. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your time.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you can't drive impaired. And as liberal as I am and as progressive as I am, I have had fights with callers on the air for I don't know how long about this subject, that the cops just pull you over for no reason at all. No, you got to have probable cause to pull you over. And usually a lot of times people get themselves in trouble. They really do. So having a couple of joints on you is not going to matter one way or the other. All right, Elizabeth D. La Vega is next. We're going to talk about busting the Bush administration for a fraud prosecuting the war in Iraq. That's coming up next here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And then it's going to be followed by open phones.
The last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan,
Dunright Kitchens,
Lasting Impressions,
Spilled Sports Collectibles,
and many others
by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th
at the Colorado Convention Center.
To reserve your booth,
call 303-713-8343 today.
Or get more info at g3denver.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLE Homes Colorado.com.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure?
What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
60.
Now, CBS News.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Not guilty. That's former White House advisor Louis Libby's plea to charges of lying, perjury, and obstruction of justice in the CIA leak case. Libby was arraigned a few minutes ago at federal court in Washington. He's now free without bail. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says it's possible the case will never come to trial.
I still think that one of the more likely scenarios here is a deal. I think there are interests, obviously, on both sides to do that.
Showing he plans to fight the charges, Libby has hired a new criminal defense team. With many administration officials on the potential witness list, the White House legal counsel is watching the Libby case. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Christopher Glenn.
A big victory for Merck and Company in New Jersey. A state jury there has found that the drug maker did properly warn consumers about the risks of now withdrawn Vioxx and is not liable for a heart attack. A man who'd been taking the medication suffered in 2001. KYW reporter David Madden covered the trial.
The manufacturers of Vioxx, Merck, have been found not liable in the heart attack suffered by Mike Humiston 4 years ago, so this case is in effect over.
But back in August, a Texas jury ruled against the company, holding it liable for a Vioxx user's death. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the feds are going to lift the security ban on passengers having small knives and scissors on airplanes, probably sometime soon after the busy Thanksgiving travel week. The plans don't please Chris Witkowski, director of the Flight Attendants Association.
We don't want to go back to a situation where passengers and others are allowed to carry small knives and other sharp objects aboard aircraft and pose those kinds of threats again.
But the newspaper report quotes many aviation experts as saying the ban is no longer needed and that lifting it would speed screening and turn the screening focus to explosives. Outgoing Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan testifies on Capitol Hill, reporting that the nation's economy remains sturdy and saying the negative effects from the hurricane should prove fleeting. Nevertheless, hurricane-related job losses climbed to more than 521,000 last week. week, with claims from Hurricane Wilma victims showing up for the first time. There's another indication this morning that the high price of gasoline hasn't dented the economy much.
The consumer, despite higher gas prices, still seems to be able to go out there and continue to spend.
Ken Perkins of the retail metrics research firm says sales were strong last month for many of the big retailers, Walmart, JCPenney, Talbot's, and Costco among them. A burst of cold weather apparently helped, boosting winter clothing sales. A 56-year-old man is suing Home Depot. Bob Daugherty claims the chain store in Louisville, Colorado, ignored his cries for help after he became glued to a toilet seat as part of a prank. On Wall Street right now, Dow Industrials ahead 61 points, NASDAQ's up 16. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Did you know the Smart Balance is the only buttery spread with no trans fatty acids naturally? Smart Balance uses no artificial process to thicken oils as other spreads do, and it contains no palm kernel oil. It's the only spread patented to help improve cholesterol and tastes more like butter than any other spread, except maybe butter itself. Many fans think it even tastes better than butter. It's my Smart Balance. It's your Smart Balance. It's our Smart Balance. What a spread. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
What would you do for a belief? Would you give up your family? Your home? Would you fight for your belief? Would you die for it? The Crusades, it started with a belief. No one could know where it would end. A world premiere event, the Crusade, as only the History Channel can bring you.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Looks like this morning's drive is beginning to wind down, looking much better. Southbound I-25 coming in from Thornton and Northland. It was really tied up in that direction. A little heavy across downtown because of a stall that was hanging up the left lane at 8th Avenue. That's now cleared over to the right shoulder. Of course, we're still kind of reeling here through the T-Rex construction northbound from 225 to Yale and southbound from Santa Fe getting down towards Hampton. It's still an awful slow roll. Watch for the lights out of Hampton and Sherman crossing the Englewood area. Boulder forecast today, partly cloudy, windy, up to 67. Partly sunny.
Wonder, everyone loves Zantrex 3. The number one diet pill in America is available at stores nationwide. Zantrex 3.
Supreme Court nominee Sam Alito.
Have you seen this guy's credentials? You wonder how in the world did Harriet Myers ever even get a sniff on this job?
Who is he?
This guy Alito is really, really scary.
As far as the conservatives are concerned, it's going to be an absolute slam dunk.
What will happen next?
No apology from this White House or from the Vice President at all. They're just going to move on and pretend that nothing happened.
Stay up to date with AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The White House is such a disaster right now, it may be eligible for FEMA relief.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. Partly cloudy, high near 65. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's say hello to Elizabeth De La Vega. She's a former federal prosecutor with more than 20 years' experience. During her tenure, she was a member of the Organized Crime Strike Force and chief of the San Jose branch of the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Northern District of California. She's got a fascinating article. It's a cover story in this week's Nation magazine about busting the Bush administration for a fraud. And Elizabeth, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. They were saying things were certain when they were far from certain, and in fact, oftentimes they were flat-out lies.
All right, so how do we gig them legally for this?
Well, that's the tricky part. My contention is that since we now know that they have misrepresented the state of the war, and we've actually known it for quite a long time, I would say, but the public really needs to make sure that action happens. And one good thing that's happened is now on Monday, I guess it was, Harry Reid did call the Senate into closed session and jumpstart or delay jumpstart the second phase of the Senate Intelligence Committee's analysis. That is a very good beginning, and that should have happened a long time ago. The other parts would be that we need to pressure Congress to do hearings into the use of the pre-war intelligence, and also to pressure the Department of Justice to appoint a special prosecutor. I'm not saying that it should be Patrick Fitzgerald. I think he's got his hands full, but a new special prosecutor.
Who would get down to the bottom of how all of this happened?
Right. But I think the most likely things that are going to happen, if the pressure is brought to bear, would be making sure that this analysis from the Senate committee goes forward in an expedited fashion, and also possibly getting hearings based on the resolution of inquiries that have been proposed by Dennis Kucinich and Barbara Lee, and actually now there's a new one, I think, by Jerome Nadler in New York.
You know, the only problem I have with this is the Intelligence Committee in the Senate is Republican-dominated.
Absolutely.
And I just don't trust them. I think Jay Rockefeller's right yesterday when he made the statement that they walk and talk at the beck and call of the White House.
Oh, absolutely. That's why the Democrats finally got the courage, or whatever it was that was keeping them back, to push forward. And the committee is a smaller committee, of course. It includes Carl Levin and Dianne Feinstein and a few other people. But it has to be a balanced committee, and they're going to have to continue to have the same level of guts that they had to call this closed session. They can't cave in.
Do you think that they have those that level of guts?
That's outside of my area.
No. You know, do you think that they... Because a lot of people charged, a lot of people were saying that basically, in effect, before this whole shutdown, and it's not the shutdown's not the right word, but forcing them into secrecy and shutting down the Senate business, a lot of people said that Jay Rockefeller was a, and I hate to use this term, was a wimp, and that he wouldn't, that he'd written these letters, but that he wouldn't go public, and he wouldn't, try to put any pressure on the committee to get in, and Pat Roberts to get into phase two.
Right. Well, all I can say is now they've done it. And that is a very good thing. And I think one of the things that's happening is that they're finally beginning to realize that what polls show is that more than 50% of the people feel that they were deliberately misled into this war. So it's not a question of worrying about the public support anymore, if that was what was holding them back. And certainly they should have done this before the election. That was a horrible compromise that they made. And I can't explain why they did that, but...
No, I don't think anybody can.
No. No, it's very unfortunate. And it, more than unfortunate, it's tragic, actually. Because the whole thing about putting off the analysis of the pre-war intelligence and actually putting off the case of looking into the leak were both boons for the Bush administration. They would have had a very hard time, I think, in the election if the Fitzgerald case had gone forward as it should have gone forward without Libby lying and so forth, and without this litigation about the reporters.
You think Libby can beat this?
No.
I mean, that is your area of expertise. I mean, do you think that he can beat this? And if he can't beat it, well, I mean, if he pleads, Fitzgerald wants something out of him.
Well, the first part of the question, whether he can beat it, it's not a case where he had a failure of recollection, because you don't have a failure of recollection if you make up an entire story. You know, that's something that kids do, actually, and they can't say, well, I forgot. He made up an entire story involving three different reporters. So for him to say now that he just forgot, that he didn't actually talk to three reporters, and that actually he learned it from, you know, three or four other people in his own office, that's just not going to fly. So I don't know. I don't know enough about Louis Libby to know what he would do, but he's in a horrible, horrible position because he's not going to be able to plead guilty without cooperating, I don't think, at least not for a long time. And if this were to go to trial, on the other hand, the Bush administration would be mortified.
Could the Bush administration hide behind national security?
Well, there are some concerns about that. That's why I think that the false statements charges are really brilliant, because the question of national security has nothing to do with it. If there had been charges under the Intelligence Identities Protection Act, which I think there could well have been, they could have said, well, that involves classified information, and that's what happened with Oliver North, and that's why he was able to get off on his conspiracy charge many, many years ago because the Reagan administration wouldn't turn over the classified information. But if you're just talking about whether he got information from Cheney and other people in the office and then turned it over to these reporters or whether he got it from the reporters, there's no classified information there.
There's also no law against the Bush administration lying to us either, is there?
Oh, no, there is. There absolutely is. That's what I'm saying in my article. Which
right.
Is,
But how does that work?
Okay. Well, it is complicated, but I'll try to make it easy. There's a law called conspiracy to defraud the United States, and if people who are in the government lie to the public and simultaneously lie to Congress to get them to go along with, say, a war, which is what happened here, that can be considered to be a conspiracy to defraud the United States because it impedes the work of Congress in doing its oversight of foreign affairs. So they don't have to be under oath, but if they engage in a long pattern of misrepresentation, which they clearly did, beginning with the overall fraud that 9/11 had something to do with, or rather Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11, and then all the detailed frauds, which were about the aluminum tubes and the
right,
so forth, that's fraud. And the purpose of the fraud was to get the public and therefore to get Congress to go along with their desire to go to war.
Now, who would bring these charges?
Well, it would have to be brought, if they were criminal charges, they would have to be brought by someone in the Department of Justice. That's why the special prosecutor would have to be appointed. But simultaneously, if Congress were to do hearings and develop this information, they would get to the conclusion that a high crime, conspiring to defraud the United States, had happened, and that could lead to impeachment. Both of those things could happen at the same time, a special prosecutor investigation and the congressional hearing.
Boy, though, without the Democrats in control of Congress, though, that seems pretty slim.
Well, my position about it is that if we don't talk about it, it's definitely never going to happen. And it's the same thing with Watergate. And it's an evolving situation. We don't know what's going to happen in 2006. I know it's tough to get a majority in Congress even in 2006, but my feeling is that if we know that they deliberately lied us into the war, which constitutes a conspiracy to defraud the United States, people of goodwill and integrity have to speak out about it and do whatever they can.
Hey, you talk in your article about them willfully, ignoring a national intelligence estimate?
Correct. The national intelligence estimates are prepared with input from all of the intelligence agencies, not just the CIA. And the one that was done hastily in October of 2002 was a 90-page estimate that had a lot of qualified information. It didn't say at all, we know this, we know that they have nuclear weapons, we know they've done such and such. But when it was delivered to Congress the night before hearings were to start, Congress was not allowed to take it away to look at it. They were given a 25-page summary that took out all those qualifiers. It took out all the dissents by, say, the Department of Energy that was specifically saying those aluminum tubes were not to be used for nuclear work. They were probably for rockets, and they were purchased on the open market, so it wasn't really a covert operation by Iraq. So they really created a fraudulent document that completely skewed the true state of affairs. And that's what became the talking points, basically, for the war.
Hmm. Elizabeth De La Vega, thank you so much for your time. Fascinating article. I recommend everybody read it. And you're right, it is a complicated case, but you make a good one. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
All right, there's Elizabeth De La Vega, former federal prosecutor with more than 20 years' experience. And her article's in The Nation this week, and you ought to read it. And it's complicated, the case she lays out, But if we got a special prosecutor and if we did have control of Congress, boy, this administration would be in big trouble. So we'll have to see what happens in 06. 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I've got two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open.
Saturday, November 5th, Freedom Harley-Davidson is celebrating the one-year anniversary of their state-of-the-art service center. And you're invited to the party. Free food and beverages. Plus, bring your Harley and enter it in the bike show to compete for prizes. Freedom Harley-Davidson is Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. And right now, when you purchase any new 2006, receive a $500 gift card. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Good morning, 921, 21 minutes after 9. Partly cloudy, high near 65. Windy out there today, though. Wind's really blowing. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. And then tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to be on Nationwide, sitting in for Ed Schultz, which ought to be interesting. Considering I start my day at 3 a.m., so can you imagine what I'm going to be like around 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? Okay, you don't want to hit one over the fence and get one by me. Tomorrow will be the day to do it. Let's go to Dave in Dakota. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, I've got a pretty good argument for why we should legalize drugs, and it's because it hurts kids.
And, wait a minute. An argument against it or for it?
For it. The to get a frame of reference, let's go to advertising. Every single intoxicant on the market, whether it's cigarettes or it's alcohol, they use a style of advertising called lifestyle indoctrination. Okay, and it's all aimed at kids. The I'm a little nervous. I gotta.
No, don't be nervous. But you know what? What you're saying is very, very true. They'll deny this, but all you have to do is go pick up youth-oriented magazines and go look at the ads in there,
mm-hmm.
and it shows exactly what you're saying.
Yep. They didn't. They didn't use Sputz the skateboard and dog because it appeals to college seniors, which is the the youngest that somebody basically is when they can drink. So
right.
So as with that as a frame of reference, everybody's trying to get kids, teenagers, to make a decision to use intoxicants when they're old enough. And the drug dealers are doing exactly the same thing. You know, they are actively involved in trying to get your kids to use drugs. And it works,
Yeah.
So the only chance we will ever have to control this thing is to control this thing. If we want people to get to adulthood without using drugs, or without making the decision to use drugs, we got to get rid of the advertising for the intoxicant vendors, and we've got to get rid of the illegality of drugs. We've got to take control of it and make sure, that people get to the age of consent without exposure to either an indoctrination ads or the drugs themselves.
Yeah, I would agree with you. The trouble of limiting the indoctrination ads, as you call them, is these corporations, and these have been court rulings, which I disagree with, but I believe one of them was a Supreme Court ruling, that these corporations have the right of free speech. In other words, corporations are granted the same rights as individuals, which I definitely don't agree with, but that's the way it is. So what ends up happening is if you try to, go to them and say, okay, look, here's the deal, you can't advertise, then they go, well, wait a minute, you're violating my right of free speech. Mm-hmm. The compromise is to have those, particularly on tobacco, is to have those warnings on there, which they were able to get, that legislation, they were able to get that through. And then, there are some people in the federal, government who would back, there's a lot of people in the federal government, a lot of Republicans, a lot of people on the right who would back the business community and would also come along and scream foul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but kids, teenagers think they're immortal. They are not affected by ads that say, if you use this thing, it's going to kill you. They're affected by, I want to be cool, and, you got these big billboards, for women's cigarettes, you got a beautiful woman and she's completely surrounded with a whole bunch of adoring guys, and that appeals to teenagers, teenage girls, that's what they want, or the Marlboro Man, or any other icons that that they've come up with that you want to be a man, smoke Marlboros, right. But if we want to control, if we want to get take care of drugs, we've got to legalize them and make them available to consenting adults, but not to children. Put every bit of the enforcement we do now into keeping the stuff away from children, and then we could do something about this problem.
I would agree 100%. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Daniel in Denver. Daniel, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Okay, I'm calling because since we're fighting a war about oil, I think the most important thing that we could do as a country right now is develop alternative energy sources, and I believe that hemp is a very important crop that we should be growing because, say, if we want to have biodiesel, hemp is a lot more efficient than corn or soybeans, which are currently being used to make biodiesel. Hemp does not require irrigation because it grows like weed and it doesn't require a lot of fertilizer or pesticides. And I think that this Denver initiative that passed is a good first step in getting to the point of legalizing the growing hemp as a crop.
You know, I don't have any problem with that. And Ford Motor Company's got an ad running that they're going to produce X amount of cars next year, which will be available to run on biodiesel. I don't have any problem with them using hemp at all. And what I understand is people have told me, I don't know this, you know, for a fact, but people have told me that hemp has other uses as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, you know, so I've got no problem with what you're saying.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it.
All right.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. Scooter Libby arraigned today. His attorney saying that he's not going to fight this in the press. So they basically had no comment that they're going to use the judicial system to clear his quote-unquote good name and that he wants a jury trial. So that'll probably happen 6 months from now. Because if he pleads, Fitzgerald's going to want something from him. He showed up in court on crutches, which is a good sympathy move. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You there, Dave?
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm calling about the pot thing. Good, thanks.
How are you? Sure, go ahead.
I hear a lot of people calling up sort of comparing beer and pot. And I want to make a case that, you know, that, and I know a lot, most people, you know, peyote and mushrooms and LSD and things like that.
Whoa, you know what? As somebody who did all that stuff as a kid, I definitely disagree with that. Have you ever done any of those drugs?
Sure.
You would consider marijuana in the same category as LSD?
Yeah, it's just a much milder version of that thing.
Oh, I disagree 100%.
But let me make my point anyway. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
I want to make a case that there's a huge difference between just feeling good and relaxing at the end of the day and intentionally taking a substance with the purpose of expanding your consciousness. And you'll find, you know, there's anthropologists and scholars of religion and all kinds of people who will tell you about the use of those kinds of substances through history. And marijuana is included. It was, like peyote, included in a lot of primitive religions and their religious rituals, and I think there's a whole class of drugs that are prohibited in our society that are cutting us off from something kind of important. You know, for example, the Native American church is allowed to consume peyote as a part of their religious ceremony, and the point and purpose of that is to send young adults, young men, on a vision quest instead of sending them off into nature where they have to face starvation and thirst and wild animals and basically abuse their organism to achieve this state of consciousness so that the Great Spirit comes and speaks to them and they know who they are and what their mission is in life and how they fit into the rest of the culture. And that this is sort of a, you know, very social thing. It's part of what holds that society together. But, the vision quest traditionally is just way too dangerous. A lot of guys died trying to receive this vision. And so they found that peyote achieves the same result, except it's much more certain and it's much more safe.
All right. In the interest of time, your point would be what?
That there's, well, Houston Smith is one of the foremost religion scholars in the world, and he's written an entire book about this. He doesn't call them hallucinogens. He calls them entheogens.
Okay, but your point would be what?
That these are God-enabling substances, that these are spiritual substances, not feel-good substances. It's not about feeling good. It's about growing your mind.
All right, Dave, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
It comes with all the trimmings, plus other turkey, ham, and prime rib dinners are available for your holiday feast. Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
Moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease may be eligible to participate if they are intolerant or non-responsive to...
The last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th. The
at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
This Saturday, November 5th, Freedom Harley-Davidson is celebrating the one-year anniversary of their state-of-the-art service center. And you're invited to the party. Free food and beverages. Plus, bring your Harley and enter it in the bike show to compete for prizes. Freedom Harley-Davidson is Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. And right now, when you purchase any new 2006, receive a $500 gift card. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
And so I guess I didn't wreck it too bad the other times.
You're doing something right.
Yeah, I guess I must be doing something right. Either that or they're desperate.
Well, I don't think so. I enjoy listening to you as well. I listen to all sides. I am a right wing. You're right wing conservative here, but it's just a little disconcerting and a little concerning to me that the chasm between the Democrats and Republicans is getting so great. And I think talk show hosts tend to kind of foster that feeling, you know. And I believe that this calling George Bush a liar on this intelligence about weapons of mass destruction is so old, but it's just continuing, and it's just I don't see how you can continue to do it.
Because I think it's true. I mean, I think that, you know, all we can do here. All anybody can do here, right? Look, you either got 2 choices, and I did this for a long time. You can either suppress your feelings and your beliefs and tell people something that you really don't believe, which I was forced to do in the job prior to coming to this one because I worked at a right-wing talk station. I've talked about this many times. It's one of the worst moments of my life, other than my first marriage. Or you can say what you really believe. And I believe that this administration, I believe that there are plenty of indicators, and we'll find out more now with Libby being in trouble. There are plenty of indicators that that's what this administration did, that this administration distorted the intelligence facts to support their case, that they set up the Office of Special Operations within Dick Cheney's office to circumvent the CIA, to circumvent what they were being told through the National Intelligence Estimate, to circumvent what people in the intelligence field were telling them, because they were determined to go to war regardless of what they were being told, and they manufactured facts and talking points to get that done. Now, the cruel irony of all... No, it's not irony. You know, the cruel thing about it is that they dumped it all on the CIA. And the CIA at this particular point is terribly demoralized. It's lost a lot of people. And Porter Goss, who's been appointed by the president, is causing more trouble over there than he is causing anything good to happen. And, you know, I said this morning, earlier in the morning. I try sometimes to find something good about this administration. I just try. But everything that they do, everything that they're engaged in, to me, it's just wrong-headed. And I guess I have the choice of either to say what I really believe or just lie.
When you look through a one-way mirror at something, you tend not to see what comes back.
But there are Republicans out there who have the same feelings. I mean, Trent Lott is calling for, basically saying that Karl Rove should leave. Lindsey Graham, who's a very conservative Republican, is saying that Dick Cheney's office ought to be investigated.
But that's politics. I mean, let's put
why would they say something about their own sitting vice president?
Because I say it's popular at this time. But let's get over this. And that's politics. That's what.
So in other words, they have no.
That's
so in other words,
public opinion is.
So in other words, they have no integrity.
No, a lot of politicians don't. I believe Bill Clinton was one of the worst at that. But.
Well, I'm not talking about a lot of politicians. I mean, for instance, give me an example of where Lindsey Graham has no integrity.
Well, this is getting off the subject. I really don't.
No, it's not getting off the subject. It's not getting off the subject.
Okay.
It's staying on the subject that there are more and more people who feel exactly the same way I do, and that Bush's, you know, popularity rating is down now to 35%, which is his base, and basically people within his party are also starting to question what exactly happened. We have no plan whatsoever on how to get out of this war, yet we keep losing people, and the fact is that there was no link between 9/11 and Iraq. There was no link.
Let me make one last point.
Hold on a second, and then I'll let you. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
There was no link between Saddam Hussein and Mohammed Atta, and there was no meeting in Prague, as was alleged by this administration. And there was no proof that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons and that there was a mushroom cloud. I mean, this is all BS, and it's been proven BS by the facts.
Okay, well, Jim Engel just had a report on Fox. You can look it up. You can see the transcript. He quoted, he had Hillary Clinton talking. He had the Senate, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which saw the same intelligence that Bush does, and that's Rockefeller. He had Senator Kennedy on, as well as Gore, who ran against Bush, all said the same thing Bush did, and in even stronger terms in 2002 and 2003 before the war. Now, these people have to be liars as well, then.
No, they saw the intelligence that was given to them,
and that
intelligence was cherry-picked. They saw the intelligence. You know what? The statement that the buck stops here. It doesn't make any difference what Hillary Clinton says. It doesn't make any difference what Al Gore says. It doesn't make any difference. You know what? They weren't. The fact is that this was coming. This was come or Rockefeller. This was coming from the White House. And Dianne Feinstein made a really good point yesterday. She said, "If I had known, now what I know then, I never would have voted for the war." The fact is that intelligence that your intelligence you're pointing to is cherry picked.
Well, Rockefeller saw the same intelligence. Are you saying that the Senate?
No, he did not see. No, you know what? That's
the Senate Intelligence Committee does not see the same intelligence.
They don't. That's a Republican.
Are you positive of that?
You know what? Yes, I am. That's a Republican talking point. That's a neocon talking point, and they do not see the same intelligence that the President and the Vice President of the United States see. And if you believe that they do, you go call up any congressman or senator and you ask them if they're sharing the same intelligence. They don't see the same intelligence. This prison scandal about operating these prisons via the CIA in Eastern Europe is a good example. Only two members of Congress even knew about this stuff. They don't see the same intelligence, so don't try to paint it out as if they did. And the difference between Bill Clinton and the difference between the Clinton administration is, yeah, they suspected Saddam Hussein was a threat, but they didn't launch a preemptive strike. They didn't do a war of choice, and that they used containment and diplomatic sanctions, and they kept Saddam Hussein controlled. Now what we have in Iraq is absolute chaos and pandemonium.
There wasn't 9/11 when Bill Clinton was there.
But you know what? 9/11 in Iraq. 9/11 in Iraq. Excuse me, my friend. 9/11 in Iraq have nothing to do with each other. Show me where they have something to do with each other.
Well,
the Senate Intelligence Committee said that they didn't. The 9/11 Commission said that they didn't. Muhammad Atta was never connected to Saddam Hussein in any way, shape, or form.
Hillary Clinton was quoting some of the same intelligence that Bush must have seen because I'm sure President Clinton saw it, and she was in the strongest terms. 2002 and 2003, saying that they had nuclear capability. She said she saw the same intelligence herself.
But that intelligence
didn't see that.
You know what? We're back to the same thing which we started, which is that intelligence was cherry picked. Go look at the national.
President Clinton.
You know what? But President Clinton didn't take us to war. President Clinton
didn't
make. President Clinton. Yeah, but you keep going to 9/11. Look, here's the last thing I'm going to say. Here's the last thing. Look, my conservative friend. Here's the last thing I'm going to say to you. 9/11 had nothing to do with Iraq. Prove to me that 9/11 had something to do with Iraq.
It's the most convenient way to protect yourself against the flu bug. Stop by your King Supers today and get all the details.
Al Franken is coming to Boulder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents the Al Franken Show.
Welcome to the Al Franken Show, everybody. We're coming to you from Boulder.
Live at the Boulder Theater, Wednesday, November 16th. General admission tickets are sold out.
Has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. I've been saying that now for the last couple of days, and it's very, very true. I mean, a lot of people can get on the radio, they can make a lot of claims, they can say a lot of things, and the fact of the matter is they never go there themselves, they never use the product, they don't know anything about it except that they just get on the air and claim that it's true. Mary and I have bought numerous cars from Rockies over the years and have always had a great experience. They've always been extremely, extremely nice, and they've always been very, very conscientious about everything involved in buying a vehicle. And it's a big decision to buy a car, let's face it. So you want to go to people who understand your needs and will do the best that they possibly can. And Rockies has over 600 vehicles on the lot, clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. I mean, they've got the largest selection. You just can't beat it. And every car has a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And emissions tested? Yes, absolutely. Carfax tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle? Yes, absolutely. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. And Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Now get out there and talk to my friend Marvin Alshire about an automobile, or Darla, or Jay Ali, or Gerard, or Freddie Librato. Any of the folks working at Rockies can help you out. You can also shop online at RockiesAutos.com. Just put an S on the end of auto, so it's RockiesAutos.com, and pre-qualify for a car loan, which saves you a lot of time once you get out there. Rockies Autos, just the best people I know, and I consider them good friends, almost like family, and they certainly...
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people attacked the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo. G3. This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center.
To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today. Or get more info at g3denver.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
He dealt with it with containment. And kept Saddam Hussein bottled up. And George Bush's father, even if you objected to him going into Kuwait to stop Saddam Hussein, he at least went out and he built an international coalition. George W. Bush and Dick Cheney just thumbed their nose at the international community and said, we're going to do whatever we want to do. There are no weapons of mass destruction. There is no connection between 9/11 and Iraq. And yet, this guy who just called admitted that he watches Fox. Well, Fox parrots those neocon talking points. And parrots them on a regular daily basis. And I saw it yesterday on CNN. Paul Begala, who's a Democratic strategist who worked in the White House under Bill Clinton, turned to Terry Jeffries, I believe it was, who is part of the conservative publication Humanities Online. I think that's what it's called, Human Events Online, maybe. And said, you know what? Congress does not see the same intelligence that the President of the United States sees. And these neocons never want to talk about this Office of Special Operations that Cheney and these people set up to circumvent the CIA and other security operations. And that Cheney went down there to the CIA and bullied them. And when they would come back with conclusions that Saddam Hussein had no nuclear weapons and that he wasn't the threat that the administration was pointing out, they would tell the CIA to go back and look at the stuff again. There's an excellent article about Porter Goss and about the whole trouble with the CIA and this month's American Prospect. So you either got a choice. You either deal with the things as they really are, or you sit there and you wrap yourself in the administration's talking points, and I refuse to do that. Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Just fine.
Well, excuse me. I'm a rather conservative writing myself, but you know, being a registered Republican for 35 years, I have to, I guess I got to the point where I judge a man not by what he says, but by what he does. And if you look at the historical record of the administration, and let's call it what it actually is instead of an administration, it's a criminal cabal. Okay, and that's exactly what it is. I consider their actions an affront to the Constitution, to the American people, and to our form of government, our laws, and after all, we are a nation of laws. And if we don't maintain that, then we lose it. So basically, my point there is there's a lot of folks on the left, and there's a lot of folks on the right who share a common distaste for what is coming out of the Beltway these days. And if we as a combined people don't do something about it, folks, our country is going down the toilet.
Well, the Bush administration has really stepped on the right in a lot of areas. One of those areas is spending. Another area is the fact that Bush sat there, raised his right hand, and said, my administration is going to stand for more than just what the law is. I'm paraphrasing him. My administration is going to stand for the highest ethics. And it turns out that that's not true. There's just a number of areas that this administration has basically stepped on the right. I mean, there are people on both the right and the left who believe in the rule of law. And Bob Barr is a perfect example, one of the most conservative congressmen, ex-congressmen around. And he brings up a good point on these CIA prisons. And he's a former prosecutor, that what's going on is highly illegal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's unjustified. If we don't stand together under our laws and demand that the administration do the same, they're going to lead us down a path of continual war and foreign interventionism. I mean, we've got troops in 130 countries. What's
well,
up with that?
That was another thing. In 2000, Bush stood up and said, "You know what? I'm not for nation building."
And that was a lie, wasn't it?
Well, it's turned out to be a lie because that's exactly what we're trying to do in Iraq. And you know, there are people within the Republican Party. I mean, we don't talk about this too much, but it's true. There are people inside the Republican Party who are beginning to talk about the fact that the party's lost its way, that the moderate and well-thinking Republicans have got to get control of the party again. You've got John Danforth of Missouri, who just made a comment here a week and a half ago about how the party is now in the hands of the religious radical right and has lost its way. Even Brent Scowcroft, who has been a friend of the Bush family for and has known Dick Cheney for 30, 40 years. Even he's quoted in the New Yorker magazine as indicating that the position of this administration is wrong.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you 100%. See, there's, fundamentally speaking, these aren't left-wing or right-wing issues. These are American issues.
Well, I would agree with you there. I mean,
American issues.
I would agree. Jimmy Carter was making the point similar to what you're making. He was kind of making the same point. He's got a new book out about us losing our values, and he was making.